You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Boot Sox Baseball. Our cover of today's game will start soon. Listening to Boot Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start now. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon.
Welcome to Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DC Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show from Prince George's. They're getting set for game the opener of this six-game series between the Altoona and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabata's with you from Prince George's Stadium, Bowie. Now, unfortunately, they had every opportunity to sweep their first series of the season when they wrapped up a three-game tilt win at the Diamond. But after putting six runs in just the first, the tap shut off. Bowie just didn't get anything. They didn't collect a hit. The final 7 1/3 while Richmond orchestrated their comeback. Played 4 runs in the first with RBI for Prieto, Shane Fontana, and Cody Roswell's a wild pitch to score Fontana later on. And then Fontana, again, 2 more RBI with a single to drive in a pair. Fontana had an excellent against the Squirrels with RBI total. But it was on to the Richmond offense because Justin Armbruster labored through innings of work, eventually allowed a 3-run home run in the third inning, and then when Garrett Stoll went over, he ran into a bind in sixth, giving up a leadoff home run to Brett and a 2-run home run to Jacob Hale, both unearned runs, but runs to tie the game. And then later, RBI single by Diego Rincon tortured Bay Sox pitching over the course of that, and it made it 7, while Bowie's offense just couldn't get it done. They've been getting it done plenty. That's just what they keep doing. If they can stretch it out, you don't even necessarily need to maintain that kind of pacing up. 4 runs in the first, 2 runs, and then just continue that over the course of the game. Maybe spread that out a little bit more and get that kind of offense spread out over the entire, extend those six runs over the rest of the game, and not just in the first two innings, as the offense shuts off opponents the opportunity to gain their own momentum while you've lost some of yours. That's relevant as Bowie looks ahead. Very important series with the curve. We look at today's lines. We get you set up with the numbers for game number 91 for the curve. 46-44 record on the season game winning streak. 6-4 last 10, and 22-23 with road. Bowie comes in for game number 90 on the year, a 40-49 mark game losing streak, but the Bay Sox are still 3 over their last 10 and 20-21 on the road. These two teams, first and second in the Southwest Division in the Eastern League. Bowie's 13-7 in the second half. Altoona is 13-8. So the Curve are only one half game back behind the Bay Sox, and the Seawolves are not too far behind the Wolves. They're 12-8 in the second, just one game back of Bowie. And so this is a pivotal series. There's a lot at stake here for Bowie. Today's starting pitching matchup, Ryan Watson for Bowie, as Carmen Mojinski will get the start for Altoona. Modi has already become a prize pitching prospect in the Pirates system after being taken first round of 2020 from South Carolina. On the year, he's just 3-5 with a 4-4 ERA, and part of that is because some injuries that have plagued him. He's really some stunted development, just because injuries. A shoulder issue made him miss a couple of turns through the rotation, and he has outings to follow that. But he has been lacking a bit of a swing and pitch at times. Only 67-64 2/3 innings. It's not mind-blowing that you want to get from first-round pick. But Mojinski has 6 home runs. He just works well with a fastball and a cutter at the top of the zone. But he does give up a lot of fly balls. So if take advantage of that and hit the home runs, then they could be back to work. Bowie a single home run in the Richmond series. And Watson gets the start. A 5-5 for Bowie. A 3.77 ERA. An interesting start for Watson last season's low 1 strikeout. But he did work 3 doubles. Watson has tossed at least 5 innings. That's now 6 consecutive outings. And only once in that 6-game span is he allowed more than 3 runs. The problem is that while he's the lone pitcher in his last 3 starts, he hasn't given him much run support. Only 1 of support over his last 3-15 innings. Watson's pitched well, found the assignment for every individual that he faces off against, can get the weak contact or pick up the swing and miss stuff. Strikeouts. He leads the team with punch-outs this year. Plenty to come. DCA Imaging Systems pregame show when we run into our weekly chat with the Skipper. Kyra's our guest next. You're listening to Base Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics experience, and whether it's braces or visitors, anyone can get the smile they've always with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit Rad Smile today and book your free consult. That's rdsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get football. Friday, September 9th, Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the varsity fans ages 13 and up. So join the Bay Sox football kickoff on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription site, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're checking out the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show for the opening of a 6-game series between Bowie and Altoona. Sitting down for a chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore. Big opportunity to sweep the series over the weekend with Ritten. It just fell a little bit short. What kind of went wrong there in your words on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly frustrating. We played 3 really good baseball, then kind of really good battings of baseball, if you want to talk game together. The bunt play that they didn't, and then we picked the ball, in front of us, and then picked it up and threw it to first. It was a big play in the game because the next guy got a hit and ended up, scoring the run to beat us 7-6. That play sticks, but most importantly, for 6 innings, like I said, we just completely got shut down. We really challenged their out of the game. We put up 6 runs, 2 innings, and then we just kind of shut it down. So that's not something we're happy about. We got to turn in good at bats, and we gave up the 3 after a play that we probably should have made. Had a ball, kind of our glove at first that we got to catch, and then next guy hits a 3-run homer. All in all, we should have never been in a situation. We still should have won that game, runs, but we like I said, offensively, we just continue to put up good at-bats, even though first good couple of innings.
So what would go into carrying that momentum throughout the course of the game? Because obviously it was a lot of big rallies over those first couple of games, the key hits, the good barrels. At what would go into keeping that going? Could you isolate it, or was it just kind of a one-off thing where you ran into it at the wrong time?
Yeah, I think a lot of it had to do with the getaway day on a hot noon in Richmond, which sounds like excuses, but I just think that they're young, and they have a real tendency to listen when you turn in three or four good at bats, that you say, well, I've already turned in my two good a day, I'm just going to give away four. And well, something that we coach against all the time, never give one away. And they threw arms at us. Surprised to see some other guys that had already done that series. Yeah. So arms at us, they popped homers and got back in it. But we did 2 out of 3 from a good club who I know they're not good in the second half, but they won the first half. They're good, and it's a tough place to play on the road. Richmond's a tough place to play with a lot of fans, and the clubhouse is absolutely cool. So you feel like the cards are stacked against you. So when you go into Richmond or 3, I mean, pretty happy with that outcome.
Turn our attention now to this series. You talk about a team that had been a little bit in the second half. Altoona is not that much the same way. They've been putting together very similar numbers to Bowie here in the second half. What do you think is going to be telling this series? Do you think it will be one of the most series of the year to see how that half might shake out?
Yeah, no doubt. I think we've both put ourselves in this situation, us. I'm sure they feel the same way as we do. Like, this is a giant, it's 6 games. If this thing ends up separated by a game or two or a half from this series, would be the most important. There's just a ton of baseball to play, so I'm wrapped up in it. I mean, you got to play the series because everybody comes after you. Yeah. I think the telltale will be going to continue to throw the ball like we've thrown the ball. Our pitching's been absolutely outstanding. Are we going to throw the ball like that, have success, and we score some more runs? I mean, we haven't scored in winning games, which is great, but we're not going to win a bunch of games scoring 4 and 3 runs. Yeah. We got to score 6, 7, 8 runs. We got crooked numbers to take the pressure off of not only our starters, and because they've been caring for us, so we got to help them out.
Yeah. You know, some of the starters, you got Ryan Watson today. He didn't pick up as many strikeouts as he normally does. He worked tons of ground balls, 3 double plays in that outing. Is that just kind of the way that the day gone for him against Akron, or is it something that you're trying to maybe add to his approach to batters?
No, I think that he attacked hitters, and they put the ball in play. I think that it's something that we always try to attacking the hitters and you know, having those 14-15 pitch innings instead of those 20 pitch innings that drive us all nuts. I just think he's got really good stuff, and when he commands the heater, because he's got a really good, that's really difficult for play and play. So if that falters a little bit, he still has the ability to guys out in the zone, and I think that's what you see. You just saw a little contact in the zone, so a little less swing and miss.
And then lately, Drew Rahm has been on a tear, 5 more scoreless innings in his already scheduled to toss on Thursday, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken. Just now that he's getting routine rhythm again and had that little stint the month on the injury, had to work back up from it, now he's rooting. What's been the next step for him? Because he's starting to just float above some of these facing off against.
No doubt. I mean, I think a lot can be said for what we just felt like attacking hitters. Drew's a guy who gets a little complacent out there at times. Tries to throw like all these pitches in all these locations and do crazy things that aren't really him and who he is. So when we keep him laid focused on executing his buff to his best locations, that's what's up. And the thing we went through in May with his club, guys that kind of got an illness down for 10 days, and he suffered from that. And I think that not only physically set him back, you know, you see your other guys are in and the guys come up and some play well and some don't. So I think Drew's finally just got his focus back. He's got his body back. Great. And then the last has been for us just to keep him attached with his best stuff. His very best stuff. Throw that as much as you can. And he's throwing the ball great for us.
He's been one of those guys that you sometimes forget his age. See, 22 years old, you look at it physically and the way he carries himself mentally. And I was reminded of it a little bit the other day when I saw a post on social media just kind of ranking the average age of major league teams' full minor league roster. And the Orioles were among the for both batters and pitchers across all of baseball. What's that like, having to deal with just a younger crew in a lot of regard, a lot of times younger than just every single opponent facing you? You have to having guide some of these guys through some of those echoes as they mature into a level of older opponents.
No doubt, that's something that our front office is in. I mean, we have a little graphic that pull on our front page of our website every time, and it tells you how young we are. I think it's a good thing to coach because there's always something to coach when you got young guys in the clubhouse. Like, there's never a day where it's just like, well, we got a bunch of 30-year-olds happened in the game where you don't know how to coach. There's always inexperience in the clubhouse where you are coaching fundamentals and handle certain situations. So for that, I mean, I love it. Yeah. Like I said, there's coaching moments one on top of another when you got a young club. At times it can be a little frustrating when you see 28-year-olds coming out of the bullpen for Richmond and they're throwing 100 miles an hour and you're like, these guys are grown men and we're in 22 years old, 20 with Gunner and other guys. At times when you see really good results, it's frustrating. But I just understand that they're trying to win a bunch of games in AA for our organization to be good at the leagues. We have to develop young major league impact players. So when you're reminded of that, it actually becomes really fun because, like I said, there are tons of coaching moments with a super young group running through a Western league that you really hope for as a coach, you know? So, Drew, yeah, I mean, I said on the radio station a while back, he's one of my favorites in station right now that's flying under the radar because he's 22 years old. He's a pitcher with three plus, he's 22 years old in AA. And the way that players have moved in this organ, he could be the first to be sitting there going, we get to AAA and yada, 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 and all this. The reality is that an average age of a major leaguer is like 28 and a half. So he's like 6 years ahead of the game right now. You know what I mean? So I think that he just needs to continue to throw his best and really figure out what he's really, because at some point he's going to play for somebody in the big leagues. And I really hope it's.
I hope so too. How do we end up wrapping it up every week the same way? Do you spend the off day with the?
Yeah, I took the girls. We went to the mall. We went to they have a beautiful public library in the mall with some little kids things, and so they got the kids' toys and they got these books, and we literally sat in the library for like 2 hours and they were entertaining themselves, and then we went to the good old trusted Chick-fil-A for some nuggets and then they took 3 hour naps, so that's happy.
Very fun off. Thank you so much for the time, Skip. Good luck tonight.
Yep.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging pregame show. We'll step aside. Be back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services. For all your resident commercial pest control needs, call PEST. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PEST now. You can reach us at 301-200 or visit us online at www.now.com.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free, just 3 through 12. Futures Club get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents at Sox.com to sign up your kids. Miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Georgia Stadium this season and next. Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC survey? Are you interested in a career that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are into these things and you live in the D.C., the Steamfitters UA Local 6-Year program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we've been your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. Creation, output devices, scanning, and to document security and storage, we understand people print, not prints. Give DCA Imaging a call, 1-577-10, or find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging System, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays by Zai Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include additional shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless. So don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time for Bowie for Baseball, the Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 22 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Hill Doctors, ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to you go, Prince George's Stadium. It's game one of this six-game series between Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat is with you from the ballpark, Bowie. And as Ryan Watson warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting up for the Curve that he'll face looks leading off at third base, Ivan Triello, followed by Aaron Shackle, DH, batting second. Fabricius is the left fielder batting for Blake Sable, the catcher, bats fourth. Peguero at shortstop bats fifth. Marin right field sixth. Brent Searsbase bats seventh. Connor Scott Intel bats eighth. And Josh Bissett is at second base. He'll be batting ninth. The Curve of the double, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Their man, Kyron Madison, assisted by Drew Connolly, Blake Butler, and Jonathan Pro. Victor Silva is the athletic trainer. Altoona is 44 on the season, a one-game winning streak. They are 13 in the second half, just one half game in Bowie for the top spot in the Northwest Division. And again, the Curve features Triello, Shackard, Macias, Sable, Pegrazier, Sitta, Scott, Bissonette, all to face off Ian Watson on the mound. As Prince George's Stadium, 300 feet down the line to both left and right field, and 5 feet to straightaway center of a heavily clouded day of heavy rains to the west of us coming through this evening, but probably around 2 o'clock and the tarp had come off the field early in the morning. Didn't need to bring it at any point as the field did a nice little spring set, and it looks gorgeous. We get set for the opening of this series. Right-hander Triello digs the box, a 263 average, 705 OPS in 84 games, 10 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, 7 runs batted in. As Watson, out of the windup, steps on the first of the rubbers, heaves a big sigh, turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch. It's lifted foul, right side. This one will roll out of play, and we're underway at 6:36 p.m. on a 74-degree cloudy here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. We're already on at the ballpark. When you've got cloud coverage like this, it's just thing to do. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it's a breaking ball, just missed a bit. Run the count even at a ball and a Triello. Handful of lefters interspersed in this lineup for Altoona. They don't have any lefties going back, but 4 lefties total. The 1-1 pitch. Swing a piece into the middle catcher on a fastball middle. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes from Watson. Shackelford on deck is a lead, and Blake Sable batting fourth, Matt batting sixth, and Connor Scott batting eighth. So on the evens, the 1-2 pitch, Sitter misses down and away, couldn't get him to chase, runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Watson has really been hurting for the win lately, and through any fault of his own, he's been an excellent arm in the bullpen, reliable in the rotation, 2-2. Lead a first, and this one will be hit by Andrew Dashbach. He takes back himself on that little nubber, Triello, way too far ahead of the curve down, and a 3 unassisted gets started this evening. Let's tell you about the defense around Ryan Watson. From left outfield, you've got Greg Cullen, Hauser, and Shane Fontana. Says at third base, Joey Ortiz is at short. Connor Norby at second, Andrew Dashbach first, and Maverick Handley catches behind the plate for Ryan Watson on the mound. Left-hander Aaron Shackelford steps into the first pitch in, and he's foul, left side out of play, counting in 1. 256 Appleford, an 850 OPS in 68 games played. 16 doubles, 16 home runs, 48 runs in. Mattson flips ball in glove to chest, turns and fires the 0-1. It's swung. Fastball up and away, and it's 2. Ryan Watson, a 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Auburn, Alabama. Drafted free agent, signed in 2020 from his hometown university. They've got the shift on here for Shackelford as the 0-2 comes home. Pop foul behind home plate. Fastball up and away at 96. For really had to reach for as the count remains. Watson on the season for Bowie, 5-5. He's a 3.77 ERA, 16 games, 14 starts. He looks for his first putt here as he delivers another 0-2. Ball moves down and inside as goes to a ball and 2 strikes. 76 and a third innings for Ryan Watson this year. 4 strikeouts, only 16 walks. He has allowed 13 home runs, while opponents are hitting him for a 231. The one offering. Swing and a miss for Shee. Got the curveball down low knees, and Shackelford strikes out. First punch out for Watson today, 85th on the season. Leads the team. Let's tell you about the umpiring crew for today's game. At third base, you've got Mitch Jack. Harlan Acosta is at base, and Kevin Manzik is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. In steps right here for Bricio Macias. First pitch. Fastball just missed a little of the letters, and the count starts out at 1-0. Macias has not faced Bowie yet. His 15th double-A game, he's hitting 7. But a 770 OPS at home. Slider called for strike on the bottom edge of the zone. Count runs ball and a strike. Macias has hit 7 doubles, doesn't have a triple or a home run yet. He's driven in 12. The reason his OPS is a little bit on the lower side compared to that 327. He hasn't drawn a walk yet. The one walk. This one smacked right side, base hit live. Picked up by Shane Fonfield as Macias extends his hitting streak already to 6 consecutive games. He's been a addition to this lineup for Alta. Gives you the inkling that he probably should have been brought up a little bit sooner. At 24 years old, Mexican native, national free agent back in 2018. So now runner at first, two away in a scoreless dust as Blake Sable will step in. 51 average and an 805 OPS in 72 games. First pitch. Sable watches this low at 94. It's 1-0 to 0. 13 doubles, 3. 12 home runs, 40 batted in. Out of the stretch for the first time today, Watson holds set. Pitch home is called a strike outside. Hands it to second and he beat him by a mile. Sias stopped halfway slide because he realized it beat him. Caught stealing, goes two, sit inning is over. Watson faces the minimum, and as we got him the first, it's Altoona thing. Bowie coming on up. You're listening to baseball.
At Loop Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual screenings. Visit us at our medical center, doctor's community medical center, or one of our primary care services in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at loop.org.
When your commercial plumbing project is for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington D. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craft DMV. If you're a cop who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 in D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's Local 5 Plumbers.
Well, Ryan, what's fun? A scoreless top of the first. As the bottom of the first, the Bowie Bay Sox pay him back a little bit, see if they get some support. As Carmen Moski warms on the mound for the Altoona curve, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face is leading off at second base, Connor Norby, followed by Colton Cowser in center, batting second. Cesar Prieto at third base, he bats third. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop, batting fourth. Santana in right field, bats fifth. Hudson Haskin, the DH, bats sixth. Maverick Hanley, the catcher, bats seventh. Greg Holland in left field, eighth. And Andrew Dickbach is at first base, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim John, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Alvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lee Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainer. Bowie is 40-49 on the season, a one-game losing streak, but 13-7 in the South and leading the Southwest Division. And their lineup features Norby, Cowser, Ortiz, Fontana, Haskin, Handley, Cullen, Dashbach, all to face off against Carmen Moch in the mound. As Norby digs in, 229 average for the right-hander, 727 OPS in 19 games, 5 goals, no triples, 2 homers, 4 runs batted in, first pitch home, and Mochy fires the fastball called for strike wide from the zone side, and the count opens up at none. Mojinski delivers the next, and it's ripped left side, glove the third baseman Triolo into left field. Norby continues as the first batter of the game. What a peculiar run, a run it's been for Connor Norby, as he has led off now each of the last 4 games by safely for the Bay Sox. All-star break, Norby singled on Friday against Richmond, walked on Saturday, got hit by a pitch on Sunday, and he cycles back through now to single here today. So leadoff man aboard for Bowie as Hauser will step into the box. 279 for the left-hander. A 10.53 OPS in 19 games. 4 doubles, no triples. 5 home, 10 batted in. First pitch. He hacked and pumps it up the third baseline. A fair ball. Rolls into the Altoona bullpen. It's Norby, an easy track to third base. Hauser will go to second base. Stand 3 pitches in, and the Bay Sox have run second and third with nobody out here in the fifth. Double of the season for Colton. A fastball down and away that really he just set out in the right spot, heralded it properly, and trickled up the line. Can't even trickle. It was 99 off of the bat, so it was a well-struck ball, but it was gently placed considering where the pitch was. So now 2 in scoring position, no one out. Cesar Prieto into the box. And the first pitch to the left-hander is called a changeup, hits middle of the zone, nothing in one. Altoona, he looks prepared to trade off a right side of their infield is playing deep. The 0-1,
is wide, and the count runs even at a ball in a second and third, nobody out in a bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Cesar Prieto hitting .266 this season, a .685 OP, 48 games played. And Bojinski sets, offering. Skied foul, third side out of play, and the count to a ball and two strikes on Prieto. 12 doubles, no triples, two home runs, and runs batted in for the left-hander. Prieto kicked off the four rally in the first inning on Sunday for Bowie. The pitch misses below the knees, changeup, and the count runs even at two balls strikes. He did that with an RBI double. It eventually turned into a four-run inning for the Bay Sox. The first inning has Bowie's second best offensively all season, second only to the seventh. As the 2-2 comes home, and Prieto nicks it, foul back to him. Count remains. Hasn't even been that long of an inning to start for Mojinski. Norby back to the second pitch he saw. Back to the first. Both of them find base, and the next pitch to Prieto is fouled off. Up the line on a curve bone as the count remains. We heard our conversation earlier today, the skipper Kyle Moore, and he was talking very seriously about needing to maintain them, not shutting down after you put in just one or good plate appearances. And the mentality definitely has to stretch across the between batters in an individual batters inning by inning. Next pitch, foul. Slider down and Prieto really had to buckle himself to at least get peace on that ball. But the kick still holds. Boy, Cesar Prieto, so many of these long plate appearances, and they've been so fun to watch at points. This will be the seventh of two. Pop foul, third side, and this one will tail out of play. We'll do it once more. The next 2-2. Prieto swings and misses. Fastball at 97 miles outside for Mojinski. A great pitch. First inning is Mojinski's 68th out of the year. The defense around Mojinski. Altoona has Fabricio Casillas in left field, Connor Scott and Frazier in right. Jared Trinkers at third, Leover Peguero at Josh Bissonnette at second, Brenson Blake Sable catches behind the plate for Carmen Mojinski on the mound. Joey Ortiz is a slider side, and the count starts out at 236 average for Ortiz this season, a .662 in 81 games, 15-4 triples, 6 homers, 37 runs. Second and third, one out. The curveball called a strike, and the count evens at a Carmen Mojin, 6'2", 225-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Hill, South Carolina. He was a draft selection, the competitive balance A-round in 2020, 1-1. Slider misses down and away to Ortiz, and it's 1. Mojinski went to South Carolina. On the season with Altoona, he's gone 5 with a 4.45 ERA, 17 games, 16. Here's the 2-1 offering. Ortiz smacks it foul right side, and the count 2. Scored in two-thirds innings for Mojinski. He's 7 strikeouts entering 28 walks. He's 6 home runs, and opponents are hitting him for a 51 clip. He's a more flyball-heavy pitcher, and Bowie might need to utilize that. The 2-2. Ortiz rips it foul, third base side. Kyle Moore had a backwards lean in the third base coaches. But he was sure to get out of the end time as the count holds even. Two short plate up here, two batters and three pitches. Last two have taken some time. Nine is for Prieto, and the next to Ortiz is again fouled off right side. That was the sixth pitch. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz has had an outstanding aside month of July. The 2-2. Back on a slider away about it. But Ortiz was full. He's hitting over 3 this month. Best month by Mojinski this season on full. Opponents hitting 200. But he's walked 19 and struck out. Infielders play in the baseline. Payoff pitch. Ortiz to left field and deep. Macias is back and there it goes. Joey Ortiz says aye. His 7th homer here is a 3-run shot. Nothing brewing in the first. 102 miles at the bat and 410 frame from home plate. It's the month for Ortiz. He's up to 40 batted in this season. The Sox have been loving first inning the past couple of days. That's the home run allowed by Carmen Mojinski. and it's going to lead to a mound visit. Pitching coach Drew is out. He's the son of former Andy Bennis. A lot of time in the Cardinals, I much. Ojinski this season hasn't actually had as much trouble as in the first inning as he has tripped through the lineup. So this will be where Bowie really lock in when it comes to carrying that momentum. You've got a big first inning now. You're up the early crooked number, and you that carries over when you start that second. Mojinski. First pitch of Fontana, he squares to bunt, but a high fastball bunts it foul. Third base side, as it was more up and in as well. Fontana kind of had to duck out of the way of it, but it's contact. It's nothing and one to start. Here's the doesn't square, and watches us inside as the count evens at a ball. 292 for Fontana this season, an 880 OPS in 37 games played. Here's the 1-1, swing and a miss. High fastball at 95, and it's 2. Five home run, 23 runs batted in, and he's a three-game RBI streak. The one just a piece off of the bit of the catcher rolls back to the screen. Fontana stays alive for another. Yeah, he's been on such a since returning from the injury list for that fractured wrist he suffered. 8 for 28 ends rejoining, two doubles, a homer, six aboard, and 10 runs batted in. Next pitch is a fastball that misses well wide. Count runs even at 2 on Fontana. Now 25 pitches for Mojinski, one out recorded. The offering poked slowly up the third baseline, and it just misses the bag by an inch to the left side. Rolled ever so slowly. The way that one was aiming itself up the line, it seemed that its best bet would be that it actually hit the bag, which we've seen once this year. I think Rick Hanley put that ball into play. But Tana just barely missed it. When it takes that little fall from the lip of the grass, on there is a small drop down, angles it slightly to where it misses the bag. Another 2-2 pitch. Fontana's fastball up and away at 95. Back-to-back full counts for They've got a heavy shift on Fontana. Outfield to shade the other, though, for the lefty. 3-2. Down low, ball 4. Fastball at 95 knees. Mojinski walks his first day in 29th of the season, exiting the inning, and it's going to get some stirring in bullpen. First arm up looks to be Arts, but he's not the one throwing. He was just getting out of the way for Bear. Bellamy getting loose for emergency relief. If Haskin can maybe keep the good side of Bowie. First pitch to the right-hander is fastball on the upper outside corner. Nothing in one. First game back lineup for Hudson after getting hit by a pitch in the Akron and going day-to-day for the reset and not appearing in the Richmond series. He did Elston, though. The 0-1 pitch fouled off right side. Hits count to nothing in two. Haskin a 264 average this season, an 804 OPS, the 8 games played. 17 doubles, no triples, 10 home runs, 32 runs batted in. At first, one away as Bowie leads 3 at the bottom of the first. The 0-2 pitch. Haskin misses on a breaking ball down. The second strikeout for Mojinski. Blake Sable behind home plate. Thought of up to first, but he didn't make the transfer well enough. So two outs. Here's Maverick Handley. Baker in their alternate orange uniforms today. Black block Bowie on the front side pants and the white home cap. Altoona in their maroon-red uniform with the cursive Altoona on the front pants red cap. First pitch to Maverick is a curveball. Called for strike on the outer corner. Count opens up at nothing one. 241 average for 787 OPS and 51 played. 11 doubles, no triple. 6 home runs, 26 runs. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, fastball. And the count nothing in two. So Blake Sable behind home plate has not been the hardest throwing of catchers. I wonder if Shane Fontana will make a jump at any point. 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and in at 95 and the count on two strikes. Sval does have one of the quickest jumps on the only attempted 4 steals and been caught twice, but he did get a couple of jumps in the Richmond series. The 1-2 pitch. Hanley nicks it to third base side, and the count holds. Breaking ball, the slider down. Bellamy still warming in the bullpen. Hanley maybe picks up a base here. Mojinski could be done for the day. That was his 35th pitch. Another 1-2. Slider misses wide. And the count runs even on Handley. Well, it would be an outing like that throws the entire into disarray, perhaps. If Bowie can knock out the starter in first, 2-2, Handley pops it foully. Fastball was inside, so it got a little bit of the handle. Count remains even at 2. Fontana at first play. Another 2. Handley watches fast wide at 95. The third full count of the inning for Carmen Muskie. So besides any pitches fouled off here from Handley, this is going to be the last pitch that Mojinski's. This inning, at least. 3-2, there goes Fontana, and it's popped fast side. So Fontana will get an art after that fastball middle-middle, nicked a little bit to the right. They play him straight up on the end, the shade the other way. There goes Fontana, the 2, a reach, a poke, a foul. That time a slider, well out into the batter's box, so Handley really had to glide for that. But that's the 9th pitch of this plate appearance. It extends to double digits. 40 pitches in the first inning for Mojinski. That's almost unheard of. Start, the 3-2. Popped foul again. Boy, Handley is at least doing his job. If he strikes out, if he grounds, whatever Handley does at this point, he's done his job. Tax the starting pitcher more so after Bowie is already put on their 3 spot here in the first. This first inning has already lasted 20 minutes. Another 2. Handley pops it up in territory. No foul. Right side. Ranging up against the warning. And it's just over the net. There's not too much wind at level, but maybe it caught a little something up high. It's kind of the direction the clouds will normally go. A little bit to the right. But it holds the count full, and we'll see an 11th pitch. Another 3-0, swing and a miss for strike. Fastball on the upper inside, and Carmen Mojinski picks up 3 strikeouts in a 3-pitch first inning. The Bay Sox plate 3 on Joey Big Blast. As we go to the second, Bowie 3, Altoona nothing. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Red capes ready and your iron suits to its superhero day at Prince George's Stadium July 31st. You can meet your favorite hero and the first 750 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the park, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns' Charity softball game. And the Bay Sox will Heroes jerseys auctioned off to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at Sox.com.
A birthday bash Bay Sox is the best time at the ball. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate a star of the show. Dance on the dugout, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have them sing for you. Bay Sox parties, an unforgettable one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from workers' compensation insurance companies. Health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work. Contain costs, keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or Chesapeake Employers at CEI.com.
First inning couldn't have gone any before the 2 starting pitchers in today. As we move to the second, Bowie leads 3-0, and Ryan Watt to work. Watson fired 15 pitches in a scoreless first. He gave up a single, but runner was caught stealing second. Meanwhile, Carmen for Altoona threw 43 pitches in the first inning. Here's Blake Sable. The first pitch to him is a slider that is wide. It's 1-0 to start. Sable was at the plate when Macias was caught sticking in the first. Here's the 1-0 offering. Fastball called a strike in the upper inside corner. And Mojinski out a 3-run home run to Joey Orton, a 3-2 pitch. With 2 other full counts. Picked up 3 strikeouts against just 1 walk. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike ball a bit wide at 94. And the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes now. But again, it's on. Make sure that they continue. That was the message from Kyle Moore. Going out of his loss and into today's game. The 1-2 is a curveball, misses down. Count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strike ball. Leads the 12 home runs, 47 runs batted season. as the 2-2 comes home. And it's in there for strike three. Fastball lower inside corner for Watson at 9-5. Starts the second inning with a shout, his second on the day. Well, you know it's a good day for Watts. Fastball is locating out of the gate. Fooling hitters just a little, just enough to get some strikes, because that's not what was happening when he gets Akron last, not previous Sunday, but the Sunday prior. First pitch into Lee Overbiter, misses down and away. It's 1-0 and just fouled off so many darn pitches on Ryan Watson. He still fired five innings, strong innings, but he only struck out one. 1-0 pitch to Peguero. Swinging a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Ortiz takes it on two hops at the waist and ripple it to first. That was a fast transfer by Ortiz. He had little time to spare. Peguero, the quick rabbit. But the sixth put out is the second out of the frame. And now Matt Frazier to bat.
Batting sixth, fielder, number 28, Frazier.
You know, they were putting on so many of those fun defensive stats. The stats for defenders. News for Pittsburgh had the fastest by an infielder in the cast era or whatever it was. As Matt steps in, first pitch. Fast call to strike at the knees. It's nothing and one. And then in the Futures game for the St. Louis Cardinals organization, ball thrown from short, locked in at 110 miles an hour. One pitch. Check swing. Misses wide, a changeup, and the count evens at one. Just leading into, I wonder what Ortiz would be clocking at. Of course, we just don't have that technology at level. And if they do, share it with us. Here's the swing and a miss. Curve down low, and it's 1-2. The average for Frazier this season, a 6.67 OPS in 78 games. 16 doubles, 7 triples. 5 homers, 35 runs batted. Frazier calls for a quick time. They play him straight up on the infield. Bases empty, 2 outs. As Watson deals the 1-2 pitch. Over to third, right to Cesar Perino. He pulls it up on his side and finds an easy one to first base. Five put out, caps off a perfect second at Watson. We're on to the bottom of the second, Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 3, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is a care team providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential lawns. Our lawn care provide ballpark quality results, each system tailored with guaranteed results for office lawns. On the Green also outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. You can effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's with weekly promotions all season. Your military appreciation night, box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring your furry friend on Wolf Wednesday. It's the best happy hour around every from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live meter night started. It's always a gram at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shard displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following base games all season long. We will give best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-328-1361. Visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second inning here at Prince Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox maintain 3-0 advantage, hoping to increase as Altoona is already having to dig into their bullpen. As Carmen Mojinski needed an incredible 43 pitches in the first inning, Bowie tagged him for runs, but he still struck out three hitters, walked one. Now Bear Bellamy takes over for Altoona. He'll face off against 8-9-1 in the first pitch home to Greg Cullen. Held off to the left side by the left-hander. It's one. Cullen, Andrew, and then the top of the lineup, and Connor Norby to one comes home, and Bellamy fires like. Fastball hits the lower inside corner, and it's nothing in two. 233 average for Cullen this season, a 754 OPS, 26 games with Bowie, as the 0-2 comes home, and it bounces in, breaking ball, with the count to a ball and two strikes. Five doubles, no triples for Cullen, two home runs batted in. As Bellamy takes over, a 220-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Tia's Valley, West Virginia. A two-pitch, and it's up and away a fastball. That one looked a bit clutch. Cullen is on the shorter side. But a 28th-round draft selection in 2019 from Wright State. fires the 2-2, and it's baseline, but fouled off. A bare-handed grab by him, 10 rows deep. Good snag, count days. Another 2-2. That cracks his bat on a line drive in the center, but closing the gap, Connor Scott. A little bit toward right center. He did have these, but Cullen is retired. And now Dashbuck will dig in. Five average for Dashbuck this season, a C6 OPS. 72 games played, 8 doubles and home runs. 35 in. First home to the right-hander. Is called a strike. Fastball hits the lower outside corner. One. Bear Bellamy has seen appearances for Altoona this year. He's gone with a 4.97 ERA. A one pitch. Misses away a ball at 94. It's 1-1. 38 innings for Bellamy. Can go at least 2 innings, if more. They'll need him for maybe more. The 1-1 pitch. Strike. Fastball just a bit wide. As the count goes on 2 strikes. Offering. Dashbach watches slide away. It's 2-2. 29 strikeouts in 38 innings for Lamy. 6 walks. But he has a home runs. A contact pitcher. The 2 down and away fastball. Runs the count full on deck. Something he's been so used to this season. But he still does a base hit on full counts this year. The payoff. Called strike 3 at the letter. Fastball at 92. And Dashbach is cast aside. For strikeout for Bear Bellamy. Ball for Altoona pitching. Already 2 gone here in the bottom. Up in the lineup with Connor Norby. First pitch is smacked foul right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Norby singled on a line drive to left field. Second pitch of the at-bat back in the first inning. Went to third on the very next pitch. The 0-1 pitch. Outside a fastball, and the count runs even. Strike. Bellamy has put together some goodness after going on the development about 6 weeks season. Next pitch was a fastball, misses down, and the count goes 2-1. 1-1. This one smacked toward deep center. Scott's running the way. He's looking for the wall. He's run home, and this one is long on. Connor Norby's goodbye. His third season is a massive soul blast, and it's 4-0. 106 an hour off the bat for Norby. 139 feet away to straightaway center field. That's the 10th home run given to me this season. And now Colton Cowher to try and maybe one up the man in front of him. First pitch in for Bellamy. Breaking ball starts to count out. One of my pregame notes was that Bowie needed to maybe pick up a little bit more of the home run. Obviously, they were playing in a veteran-friendly park over the weekend in Richmond. 1-0. Called a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1 on Cowser, who doubled up the third base line first time up. Bowie still didn't pick up a single home run in Richmond. The offense, well, as the 1-1 is fouled off back to the 1-2, but they still weren't getting anything out. They were... A lot of long fly balls at that ballpark down at the Diamond in Richmond looked like they probably could have been home runs at Prince Stadium. You have to admit that. But weren't home runs. Meanwhile, Richmond picked up a few of home runs in that series. The 1-2. Cowser watches a called strike fee on a breaking ball. Lower inside corner. That was a great pitcher's pitch. Bellamy ends the inning with his 6th strikeout, but not before Bowie adds on. Solo blast for Connor Norby as we go to the third. Bowie leads. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get raveable coffee beans from the Latin regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious, hot, the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew them a magnificent cup at a time. It's Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee world. Real fresh, real fast farms.
At D-Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be advisors. From document creation to devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand full print, not printers. Give Imaging a call, 301-577-1021. Find out more about how we can help you at dcaimaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, off technology made easy.
your gear and memorabilia from your Bay Sox players and future Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at Grosses. Located right of the main gate at Georgia Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite. The Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium, BaySoxShop.com.
Third inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox lead 4-0. Ryan Watson trying to keep it going as he'll face off against the bottom in the Altoona lineup, starting with D. First pitch. Fastball misses too far inside, and the count opens up at nothing and one. It'll be Sitta, Connor Scash-Bissonette due up for Altoona in this half inning. Sitta hitting 237, 693 OPS as the 1-0 comes home. And it's a slider, misses under the knee. Goes 2-0. 54 games played for 8 doubles, 2 triples, 4 homers. Batted in. Here's the 2. Fastball up and inside, and it's three. It's the first 3-ball count that Ryan Watson all day. Happened just the first 3 pitches of the third inning. Too much wind to talk about this evening at Prince Stadium. Should help out Watson a ton as the 3-0 is called. Mike. Fastball outer half, 3-1. Watson hadn't been getting the run support that he needed over the last few days. The wind today hasn't affected Bowie, and they've given Watson more today than they had in his last 3 combined. 3-1 pitch. Mike, change up at the letters, saws the bat, and started to unstrap the ankle. I can see a bit of the ground. Looked to be that there was a similar pitch inside to start the at that was called a ball. I think that's so on the fact that it was inside than it was up. So now a payoff pitch to down and away for ball 4. A 96-mile fastball just missed under the knees. That's only the 17th walk given up by Ryan Watson. First today.
Center fielder, number 38.
And now Scott. Left-hander Scott hitting 7 this season. 6-4 OPS in 70 games played. First pitch home from Watson is wide. Fasty 4, and it's 1-0 to start. Such of a stolen base threat. He's attempted 3. He's been caught twice. But a left-hander, so you never know. Slider misses inside. That probably would have been a good pitch one. But it's 2-0. 14 for Scott, 3 triples. Only 2 runs, 25 runs batted in. He's just 10 against Bowie this season. Watson holds set at the ear, drops the waist, and fires the 2-0. Popped out toward center, left center more specifically, as Gold was curling on it. Runs in catch and rips it back to the infield to first. That was a sky-high fly, Scott. And there now for Josh Bissonette. Ander just 3-for-11 season in only 4 games. Plenty of experience with Altoona last year. As the first pitch home is live line, first base to the corner. It'll get out of play, hit off of the in front of the lighthouse, and the count opens up at 1. No extra base hits for Bet just yet. He's driven in 1 run. He struck out twice, only walked once. Started the season with trip Indianapolis. But just couldn't get the numbers that Pittsburgh might have liked out of him there. Here's the old smacked again foul. First side. Counting up Sinet was slashing just 325, 270. So you do back of the nap. That's an OPS just 600. A span of 37 games. Did not have a home run. The 0-2. Another poke. This one a late swing and a curve down, and again it finds itself under the ball ground right side. So big 0-2 pitches fouled off. That has fouled off every pitch he's seen over the right side. Watson Trying to see what he can do now with another 0-2 pitch. Here it is. And it's on a pop to second, picked by Norby. Fastball at 95, much too far in on the hands. That's a very easy accord for Ryan Wan or Norby. And it's out of the inning as things turn YOLO. Back to the leadoff man who grounded out to first base his first time up. First pitch. Popped him up. Foul ground. Right side. Hanley sheds the masks. Called off by Dashbach. And opening track. Right in front of the base dugout. Dashbach makes the catch. He'll make the couple of extra steps into the dugout. So leadoff man reaches on a walk, but the base get out of it cleanly thanks to Ryan Watson and the defense. Bottom of the third, Kapui leads 4-0. You're listening to Base Baseball.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Fire Pest Control Services. For all residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, other pest control services, call. You can reach us at 301-231-830. Visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Most people don't know what a steer is. More importantly, and how much it impacts you. Just take to think about what your world would look like. Have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating conditioning, microchip production, service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen over produce. Could you imagine? These are just some of the things that we in. Please visit steamfitters-2.org, and let's talk about how bring value to you.
There's plenty going in the park on Saturday, August 27th. The Bowie will be hosting a special tribute to Negro League Baseball, as well as an exhibit presented by the Josh Gibson Foundation with special artifacts from the Hall of Career, as well as the Bay Sox Hue Touch a Truck event featuring dozens of construct, excavation, emergency vehicles, and trucks for all to enjoy and interact with exhibits as well. It begins at 4:30 and is going to run till 6 ahead of the 6:35 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and comes your way on a busy August 27th, so get your tickets at base.com.
Bottom here in Bowie as the Bay Sox still lead 4-0. Cesar to lead off for Bowie in this half inning. Joey Ortiz, Shane Fontana through 5 in the lineup as the first pitch in. Bear Bellamy is a fastball that just missed outside. Suppose a tad as the count's out at 1-0. Next offering, Prieto nicks it foul, back in the mid of the catcher. Counter runs even at all and a strike. Prieto struck out swinging back in the first inning. Shift for the lefty, and the 1-1. Lifted up the third base. This one slicing, however, and it will get a decent amount of carry. 301 feet away from home plate. And obviously, you've got to watch balls that are remotely far up the line like this ballpark. So, but it runs down to 1-2. Bellamy, a fast worker, next. And it's ripped. That was a fast one. 100 miles an hour bat for Prieto, but much too far pulled. Count hold. The next from Bellamy. Just down. Off speed. Runs the count even at 2. And running up some long plate appearances so far today. Colton Cowser in the last half inning. Next pitch. Foul off back to the screen. Prieto had an 11-pitch plate appearance with Carmen Mo, the game starter, before eventually striking out. The 2-2 here is in the air to shallow right. Fastball 2 was in on the hands. And the second pitch, Josh Bissonnette, is able to back up the ball. We've seen a couple like that already today. Just try to saw off, I suppose, and see what your defense can do with it. So now here's Joey Ortiz. Three-run home run, broke open in the first pitch. Fastball misses away at 90, and it's 1-0 to start. The 1-0. Called a strike. Fastball low. Count even to the ball on a strike. Bellamy delivers the next. And it's out for a ball. 2-1. I remember talking with Kyle Moore a little bit earlier this season. Actually, it wasn't too long ago. I think it might have been ahead of the Richmond, if not that, at the tail end of the Akron series. As the 2-1 moment, Ortiz watches a called strike from the lower outside corner. It's 2-2. And he's telling me that they're almost... Ortiz at this point when he puts balls into play the other side. He comes slowly up the middle. A running grab by the shortstop, Leover Peguero, but he can't make the drop the ball in front of the tees is safe. A very weakly hit ball, and it died a little bit while it rolled over. Get difficult enough for Leover Peguero to scoop and make that transfer. Because of that, Ortiz will be granted the yield single. So after the three-run home run, extending him to four consecutive of the base hit and 12 of his 13 games, Shane Fontana, first pitch, misses one fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. Ortiz has now picked up yet another multi-hit game, as he leads the team with 22 multi-hit games. This is his eighth multi-hit game this month. The 1-0. Fontana watches breaking ball called strike on the bottom edge. It's 1-1. It's a generous strike call and a changeup. 1-2 on Fontana, who drew a full walk back in the first inning. 1-2. Outside, fastball from Bellamy in the count even at 2. Again, Bellamy going to come in emergency since he did 43 pitches for that three-run first. Three innings is going to be his limit as the 2-2 comes home, and it's checked on. Change up in the dirt, no appeal. Full count for Fontana. He drew the full count in the first inning as well. See if Ortiz gets the jump. Well, they tried it first. It's unsuccessful. Now let's see if he gets the jump. Stays put. The 3-2 is bounced slowly over the second baseman, so it could have been good for the jump. Peguero trips while receiving the ball. Second. Ortiz didn't act with him. Peguero just tripped over the bag, and the throw can't beat. So a fielder's choice goes 4-6. Second out of the inning, but Fontana places Ortiz at first base. Now that's one of those plays that you just need reps to really properly execute. One of those drag your foot across the bag or just get that little toe tap and take all of the foot. But Garo had too much weight on that back foot on the bag as he tried to just tap it. And that took away Denham and threw him off a little bit from delivering the first. First pitch to Hudson Haskin. It's 1-0. Next up, swing and a miss. Fastball side, and it's 1-1. Fontana got a big secondary lead on that. Let's see. So I'd love to see a little bit more messiness from Bowie, especially after we get a pickoff throw to first here, especially after how Sunday was. Sox. He drew six walks over the last six innings. They attempted Connor Norby, and he was safe, but they drew six walks, had no hits. Haskin pops it foul right to count to a ball and two strikes. So I think it would just be nice to see at some points, especially with Montana and his good timing, speed as well. Set up some opportunities just to keep the runners going. He goes. The 1-2 is down and away for a ball. Throw to second is wild. It's saved by Johnson at second base. He pretty much leap off of the bag, but Fontana does pick up the steal. It's his third of the season. Puts runner in scoring position with two away. It runs the count even at St. Haskin, but now an opportunity to drive in a run with a team base hit instead of, you know, an extra base hit. Outside, fastball runs the count full, so back-to-back full counts for Bear Bellamy. It's only his second appearance against Boop for Bellamy this season. He tossed three scoreless innings his time. 3-2. Up high. Foul missed there on Haskin. First one by Bellamy, second today for a pitching, and now on to Maverick Handley aboard. Decent right-hander Handley, who struck out swinging on a foul back in the first. First, Bellamy is a curveball. Called for strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Well, you obviously wonder why he's called. Apparently, he's been given that name he was born. There's a big reason why. This one smashed out to left and a half. Boy, Maverick, hit it by a 3-run blast. His seventh of the season. Nothing, Bowie. .101 miles an hour. 418 feet away from third home run of the game for the Bay Sox. This is the sixth Bellamy. I don't know what he was thinking on that pitch. 82 miles an hour. Change up at best. Didn't have too much in either plane. And middle of the plate. Now here's Greg Cohn. Misses up and fastball. 1-0 to start. At this point, as Bowie leads 7-0, Altoona's pitchers are just going to have to take it on the 1-0 is grounded over to the right side. In the shift. Diving grab by Bissett. And up from a knee, he fires the first to get out Cullen. Number three put out ends the frame, but not before attacks on three more. A big blast. Maverick Hanley, and we're on to the fourth. 7-0 Bay Sox. You're listening to Bay Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, the teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake employers in part from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more. All to get employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's to learn more, connect with your agent. Visit Chesapeake Employers at CEWC.com.
The best way to take it a base is with a group outing at Prince George's State. Everything from entertaining clients to birthdays and even fundraising opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options, suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. For more and schedule your group outing, go 1-464-4880 or going to bay.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing national organic-based lawn care program credential in commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom-tipped, guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers pest control services. Mosquitoes, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Fans corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patient.com. Fourth inning here in a 7-0 game as Ryan Watson tries to keep the shutout going against four in the Altoona lineup. First pitch, Shackelford is a fastball called for 95, and it's none to open. Shackelford for Bredius, and then Blake Sable set to Altoona. So Watson is only 41 pitches deep through his three scoreless innings. The 0-1, I'm going to miss. Beautiful slider. Runs the count to 9-2. Shackelford struck out swinging previously, as they've got a very hefty shift on for the left-hander. Watson sends home the next. Down, tried to get him to chase again, but ball and two strikes. That's a slightly different Altoona lineup than what Bowie saw the last time these two teams paired off, back at the end of the start of June, the 1-2 pitch. This one smacked on a deep drive to hit it. Fontana's running back and goes. A massive solo home run for Aaron Shackelford, 17th of the season. Breaks the shutout and gets Tuna one closer, but Bowie still leaving to one. How that one for Shackelford, 100 miles an hour off of the bat. That was very much like the previous pitch that Bear Bellamy had thrown to Maverick Handley. Too much movement in really either. And a changeup sat a little bit on the right half of the zone, but still meat of the plate at the belly for Shaq. As Macias steps in, for him is a fastball. Misses a tad high, I suppose, like it caught. Got everything it needed to, but the count starts out. Oh. Next pitch, grounded slowly to the left side. Picked up on the run by Cesaro and thrown across the body. That tough little angle to first base, but he gets it there, and three put out is the first out of the frame. So for Watson, that extends a bit of a home streak for him now. That's four consecutive games with a home run allowed. Eight of his last nine starts, he's allowed at least one loss. Given up 14 on the season, second most on the team. As Blake Sable steps in, first pitch, misses down. Fastball at 90, fits 1-0. But the thing about Watson has been, the home runs have come at, can't necessarily say inconsequential time for a home run. But least damaging, the 1-0. Knuckled foul, base side on that fastball in. It's out of play, and the count runs even in a ball. And a... Because while Watson has been up the most home runs in the starting rotation, his ERA is still second to Drew Rahm, but Watson, qualifying pitcher on Rahm, so he does technically have the best as the 1-1 over to second. Picked up between the legs, Connor Norby, and gets it to first. Sable was sprinting down the line, only missed out on that by about a step and a half. But there's two gone. Now Lee over Peguero. Peguero grounded out to short his first time up. First pitch in from Watson. It's called a strike. Slider lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. 7-1, Bowie leads. It's up of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. The 0-1 offering. Check swing, slider away, and he went. First base there, that's the crew chief, Ardlin Acosta. So already in 2 on Peguero. Breaking ball misses. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Now remember, this is a vitally critical series for the Bay Sox. And for the curve, in that same right. Teams come into this series tied for, well, not tied, but game apart. They're practically tied. Season has been going. The 1-2. Swing piece off of the catcher's shin guard over to the left side, and the count holds. Two teams tied the six-game series time they met. All six games were decided by two runs. Bowie has just a half game for Altoona in the Southwest Division standing. Meanwhile, they're both trying to keep the Erie seat bay. Erie had a day game with the Reading Phils, and it was a back-and-forth affair in favor of the Seawolves. Empty two outs, the 1-2 pitch. This one popped up to shallow left. Cullen now running on it after moving to his left attach at the shoulder. The inning is over, but not before Altoona gets on the board. Off home run by Aaron Shackelford, break bid, but as we go to the bottom of the fourth, Bowie leads 7-1 into Bay Sox baseball.
Skier displays by ZY Practics will be lighting up the sky, top of the line fireworks shows following games all season long. We will get the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditionals, true pyro musicals, custom court plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Get a try. Find out more by calling us at 70-328-1361 or visit us online zypyrotechnics.com.
Celebrate your Chesapeake Pride on Friday, August 18th as the Bay Sox host Maryland's Baytoberfest at Prince George's Stadium. All Maryland presented by Royal Farms with an upcoming Baytoberfest beer stein and ticket available. And with a big chance to celebrate all things Maryland, be complete without your very own Maryland flag designed Bay Sox hat. Rutschman and his number 35 patched on the... It's the Maryland Baytoberfest and the Adley giveaway Friday, August 19th at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trusted from document creation, output device workflow, to document security and storage. We understand people print. Doctors, give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-121, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in B as the first pitch comes home to Andrew Deck. It's called a strike on a fastball upper inside corner, nothing in one. Bear Bellamy is back to work for his long relief. The 0-1 misses wide. 1-1 on Dashbach, who struck out looking at an inning. In the bottom of the lead, 7-1. It'll be 9-1 lineup with Dashbach leading off. 1-1 pitch home, and it's outside for a ball. Count 2-1. Well, I was seeing it just a little bit after Maverick Hanley had hit a 3-run home run off of Bellamy in the third. At Altoona, pitchers are just going to have to take it on the chin and get the outs. What the cost? The 2-1 pitch is grounded to third. Picked up on a pair of bounces. Jared Triolo sent a tad low to base, but in time. as Bach is retired 5-3. It goes top of the lineup for Norby.
Second baseman, Norby.
Are we to chase out today's starting pitcher, Karczynski, in just the first inning. Altoona into a scramble to make sure that the pitcher's in the bullpen to out as the first pitch to Norby misses wide. And a no to start. And if they use too many because one of them gets roughed up again, well, then they're going to be in for even hurt. As the next pitch to Norby misses wide, it's 2-0. From Bellamy, fastball high to 9. Out to 3-0. It's a 2-for-2 day for Norby. Leadoff single in the second pitch he saw in the first inning. Home run with two outs in the second. That was Bellamy. The 3-0. Pop up, fastball high, and it's sky out to shallow right. Frazier down, does he see it? He finally back up a little bit at the last moment and makes the catch. His arms out there, almost as if he had lost it for a brief moment, but found it once more. Kowser. First pitch to Kowser. Called a strike. Bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing and one to start. Here's the next from Bellamy. That one much too far down. Slums the count even at one. Bellamy sends the next. Smacked foul, third base side. No ball and two strikes now. Gout doubled to left in the first inning. Struck out looking in the second to end the frame. So it's his second plate up against Bellamy. As they put another decent shift left-handed with the bases empty and two gone. 1-2 pitch. This one, a line drive out toward right center field for the gap. It'll touch down and roll. Kowser as is trap of the double. Throw will get cut off. His second of the sixth of the season. Throws and barrels. 105-mile-an-hour city for Kowser. His first multi-double for Bowie this year. And the inning prolonged Cesar Prieto. Kowser's fifth multi-hit buoy out of now 20 plays. So shift stays off. The left-hander Prieto steps in. First pitch. Prieto watches a called score outside corner. Thinking one to start. Well, here's a heck of a stat. Bear Bellamy has been in this game for one thing. Came in as a long reliever emergency call. And he's slow pitches than Ryan Watson has in his Strabui. A one. Up toward Leiber Peguero at short. Can't get there. It eats him up. Bounces off his wrist and rolls into center field. Sets up Colton Kowser from second. And it's an RBI hot goal for Cesar Prieto. Make it an 8-1 game for Bowie. They're back up by 7. 103-mile-an-hour miss for Prieto. For his 19th RBI of the season. The inning still continues. Now Bowie Ortiz. First pitch in. Ortiz takes a half swing and pokes it up the line, but foul. Ball came a bit inside as well as high. That one could have rolled away toward triple territory for Ortiz with his speed. But instead starts out at nothing and one as a right-hander gets in the bullpen for the curve. Ortiz fouled off back to the screen and two. It's a 2-for-2 day for Joey. Already his 22nd multi-hit game this year, but he's only picked up 2-3 this year. Runner at first, two away. The 0-2. This is, you know, is way off of the bag. The snap doesn't beat him. Oh, wow, he's stuck in safely. At first, must not have down fast enough because the throw and really the jump from Blake's behind home plate on first glance made it look as if in the water. But he slid back at the right angle to avoid and gives Ortiz the knife. Another 1-2. Down slider. Count even at 2. It's Christopher Malone warming in the bullpen for Altoona. He made just 2 appearances for the curve season. But the right-hander will probably eat more innings as Bellamy is now struggling. 2-2 pitch. Ortiz smacks it fast side. Sent out of plays. .67 inches for Bellamy. He sets for another 2-2. Here it is, and Ortiz watches it low. So the count fills, and with two outs, Prieto will get a head start at first base. Bellamy's had interesting little mannerisms, as he said. He'll take a half squat and a quarter squat at the same time on the mound. Well, not at the same time, but one after the other, you know what I'm saying. A hard lead in with the knees bent and holds cleanly in glove the entire time. Sets and fires home as Ortiz lifts it out center field and deep. Sends Frazier on the run. He has a roll around on it and he can't get there. Off the base of the wall and rolls to the wall as Prieto scores. Ortiz in the second. He's a triple shy of the cycle here in the fourth inning. And Bowie 9-1. His third three-hit game of the sin. A two-out RBI double for his 16th of the year, and Bowie is cruising now, picking it back up after he had made the switch in. The pitching coach will come out and have an conversation. Everything that Kyle Moore was talking about following Sunday's loss to seems to be carrying Bowie. They put in two good innings to start, and that's great. That's always nice. Lead 4-0 after two. That's sick. Oh, not just a pitching coach visit. It's a mound change, or a pitching change. So here comes Dez. Bellamy is done. We can discuss a little more about the impact for Bowie and what's kind of been implanted in him in a second. As we've got a runner at two away in the fourth, a pitching change. Need a Bay Sox baseball.
AK Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special-only events, discount ticket offers, free gifts for just signing up. Head over to BaySox.com to sign up hits, so don't miss out on all the promotes at Prince George's Stadium. This next, the Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office technicians ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, flow to document security and storage. We understand people print, not print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 1-577-10, or find out more about how we view DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, we come with the bottom of the fourth inning here at Prince Stadium as Bowie is nursing a 9-1 lead. A pitching change for the curve after an RBI with two outs by Joey Ortiz. Bear Bellamy lifted for Christopher Melendez. Dean Fontana will bat with Ortiz still at first pitch in. Is swung on and missed high ball. It's nothing and one to start. The line on Bellamy is not yet final. Runner at second belongs to him. It's 2 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs allowed, all earned. As the 0-1 comes home, called a strike, a fastball at 87 on the lower outside corner. Balls and two strikes on Fontana, who's 0-for with a walk and a run scored. Shift on for the lefty, and the 0 for Melendez is outside for a ball. Change up, runs the count to a ball and two strike now. Bellamy struck out, batters walked one and allowed two runs for the curve. Melendez, 6'3", 226-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Aruz in the Dominican as Fontana slid up the first baseline but hooks it just hard foul. Count stays strikes. Melendez traded over from Ciego back in 2018. It's his third appearance with Altoona this season. As he sets, fires another 1-2 to Fontana. This is down and away. To run the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melendez was traded over for cash straight up back in 18. The 2-2. Fontana hits it the other way, but shallow to left. Macias is there after Ray to his right, probably about 20 feet, takes the catch. So Melendez comes and strands the inherited runner at second, but he tacks on two more. RBI by Cesar Prieto and Joey Ortiz. We move to the fifth. Bowie leads 9. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where your world's freshest cup of coffee? Here at Royal Farms. New brewing system. It takes less than a minute to go from selecting coffee you want to this. Ah.
The most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try it. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free, ages 3 through 12. Futures Club access to special members only of discount ticket offers and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to base.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season at Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at baysox.com.
If your work Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe weld, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself, family, a way to make sure you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org, and let out what we can do to help change your.
Well, fans, don't forget, it's special nights of the season coming up this Friday. It's Navy Night, the 23rd annual Navy Night by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class 2026 as they take a game against Altoona. You can welcome them in to their new regiment over in Annapolis. Should be a fun night on the 26th. So I'll be in by, or the 29th, rather. That's this Friday. As Matt Frazier digs his first pitch in, is called a strike top half of the zone. It's nothing and one to open. Ryan Watson back to work. 50 pitches through four innings of one-run ball. 6, 7, and 8 in the Altoona lineup to bat 0-1 pitch. Late swing and short. Backhanded by Joey Ortiz. From a lead. He fires one to first, and it's there. 6-3 put out, and there's one away. Brent Sitta. As he leads 9-1. Put the shift on the other way for the right hand. First, Sitta fouls it off in the hands of fastball at 95. Count opens up in one. So not much wind talk about this evening here at Prince George's Stadium. The clouds have been very heavy. Next pitch misses down. Count runs even in a ball and a strike. You could really just feel a little bit of that humidity. There isn't much left considering the rains that had moved through west of us just dropped temperature all around. Not going to complete that fact. As the next pitch misses, call it for strike. High foul ball at 94. It's 1-2. Maybe that's what's woken up the bats a little bit, too, because you just remember how hot that Richmond series was. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball just a tad high. Count runs even at 2 on the walk back in the third inning. And we were sitting at real temperatures of the mid-100s, so 105 to 109 at points. Next pitch fouled off back to the screen. Count holds even at 2. So obviously that was just very difficult to deal with from everyone involved. And it can get exhausting. It clearly did offense after those first couple of innings. To Tal, third base side. Backhanded in foul territory by Cesar. But the catch stays on Sitta. This pitch will be the seventh of the plate appearance. As this is really one of the longest plays that Watson has had to work with today. Another two. Fouled off. Fastball upper outside corner. And Sitta got a piece on it. Now, entering this inning, and was averaging fewer than four pitches late appearance in this. The 2-2. Called strike three late on a slider. Way too far out. Sutton's not going to complain. One a little tough for Sitta to swallow. But he's also not going to complain, even though I wouldn't necessarily blame him. Thank God for Ryan Watson. Second one. And it's quickly two gone here in the fifth inning. Here's Connor Scott. Scott laces it through the gap. Base hit. He's going to try for second. Centered by Kauser. Sent to second. And it's got a slide in. Good turn. And Scott picks up his 15th double of the season. The throw from Kauser. Not necessarily rushed. little bit on the third base side, so Ortiz had to scoop it and turn around to try and apply the tag. If it was on the second base side, maybe a tad closer, but was able to just beat it out. That's a pro play. Big hole, you want to try and kickstart a rally. You do something like that. Checked on Connor Scott. So a two-out double. And now Josh Bissonnette. Wires back runner at second. First pitch. Grounded over to the left side. Tough Ortiz, but he closes the gap. Makes the jump first and gets it there. Wanted to make sure he didn't cross up his long across the body. Got a little hop and got it to first. Another single out. Closes the inning. And straight at second. Halfway home at Prince George. Bowie leads 9-1. You're listening to Baseball.
They're calling all deadheads to make their way out to Purchase Stadium on Friday, August 20th for Grateful Dead Night. With music all night throughout the game, it'll culminate in a Grateful Dead-themed fire show to cap the evening. Fishers, a special package ticket, will receive a Bay Sox Grateful Dead t-shirt collaboration and a ticket to the game. Be sure to get there Friday, August 20th. It's Grateful Dead Night at the ballpark. Find more at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great deal, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Boots fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisaligners, anyone can get the smile they wanted with our flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Warriors Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health system includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work, cut costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployCEIWC.com.
By the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie still leads by 8. 9-1 Bay Sox with C2 up in the lineup for Bowie. Hudson to open as the pitch in is called a strike. Fastball at 98 hits the inside edge of the zone. It's nothing in one. Hudson walked his this time up in the third. Came around Bowie. Here's the next hopped up. Right side, a little bit the infield. Backing up Shackelford. Just about a foot and a half into the outfield as he makes the catch. So Askin is retired, and there's one away. Maverick Handley up to bat.
Maverick Handley.
A run home run in the third inning. Really broke the game with Bowie. They were leading 4-0 at that, and he grounds the first pitch foul. Third base side, and it's nothing in one. But that was the moment you knew he had kind of taken to heart what Kamore was probably preaching at preaching in maybe a little lunching at the end of Sunday's game and it into this week as the next pitch is checked. Well, they say he went fastball away. Handley staring at the first base umpire on that, not too pleased with the ring up as the count goes to nothing at 2. But that home run, really, that the message clear: don't give up the at bats because he had a couple of good innings to start. Pitch a 98 mile an hour fastball, misses wide. And the count 2 strikes on Handley. He took it to heart, and then, of course, Couser, Prieto, Ortiz took it to heart. As the 1-2 pitch comes home, and Handley watches it skip wide again. Count goes even at 2. Bases empty, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Boo gets some action up in their bullpen. The 2-2 offering. Misses high. Bills. Looks to be Tyler Birch loose in the bullpen for Bowie. So Ryan Watson is most likely after 65 pitches. 5 innings of 1-run ball set to be a winning pitch for the first time this month. And a payoff pitch set to come home to Handley. Here it is. Lifted out toward right. Crack on the bat as Frazier is picking up on it, but still in front of the warning. He makes the catch. So a pop out and a fly out. Now on to Greg Cullen.
Left fielder.
Shift on left-hander Cullen. 0 for 2 day. Line out and a ground out. Here's the first pitch. Watches it low. Count starts out at... So Melendez, new appearances for Altoona entering his game. 6 outs and a walk in 3 innings. Next pitch, check swing. Pitch down, laid off in time. The count 2-0. Plenty of time with AAA Indianapolis as well for Melendez as the next pitch. 7-mile-an-hour fastball hits the outside zone. Count to 2-1. And he pitched okay. 26 games, 2-4 with a 4.83 ERA. He fires the next, and it's a lot into right center field for a base hit. This one, 2. Cut off in the gap by the center fielders, and he makes a quick turn back to second base. And a nab Cullen. Tried to stretch double. It was a good attempt, but play in center by Connor Scott. Cutting it off from the gap, and Cullen extending the single. 7-6, or 8-6, rather, on the putout. So Melendez faces the minimum 5th, and we're on to the 6th. Bowie leading in 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and for pest control services. For all your resident and commercial pest control needs, call for general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other pest control. Call Pest Now. You can reach us 301-231-800 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count the biggest and best at Prince George Stadium. There's no better way to catch a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bays have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get now at BaySox.com. Still 4 fireworks shows in the month of July, Saturday the 16th, Friday the and Saturday the 30th. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Display by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bet. Sky Shooter Displays, additional shows, true pyro musical, custom choreographed plays, and much. Sky is truly limitless, so give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-813-61. It's online, zypyrotech.com.
We push on to the 6th inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads to 1. Always a great play along to the ballpark each and every night. Matt's with you on what's been otherwise a gloomy night. Baseball-wise, a great night. Bowie trying a series opening win and extend their lead in the Southwest Division as Bowie goes to the bullpen first time today. Tyler Birch is first pitch home from the is just a bit low to the leadoff man, Triolo. 1-0 to start. 3 in the lineup for Altoona today. Tree Shackelford and Macias. As the and it's checked on. Danny Villapiel, he didn't go. Pitch in the dirt. Runs the count to 2-0. Ryan Watson is done. He's in line. First win here in the month of July. Not for lack of trying. It's the time this month Ryan has tossed 5-run ball. Third time this month it's been 5 innings of 2 runs or fewer. The 2-0. And away, and it's 3-0. And all 4 starts for Watson this month have 5 innings of 3 runs or so 20 total innings for Watson. 7 earned runs. Next pitch called a strike. Ball hits middle, and it runs a 3-1 on Jared Triolo. It's an ERA of 3.15 for Watson this month. Next pitch, Biden, it's ball 4. So leadoff walk, Tyler Birch. Triolo is aboard for the time today. It's the only time all season that Birch is actually walks batter that he's seen. Fairly rare for Bay Sox pitchers. But Triolo has been on a big walk run lately. Can you call that a play on words? I don't really think. First pitch to Aaron Shanks is down. Fastball light as well, and it's 1-0 to start. And Triolo only drew 19 walks in his first 42 games of the year. But over his last 26 games, he's got 395 on edge. Thanks to a 20-walk moon. Been on a big run. 2-0 to Shackelford. Fastball hits the lower side corner of the zone. Kept it 2-1 again. Bowie leading 9-1. So you've got room to give up runs, even if things do get out of hand a little bit. Mitch bounces in, and the count goes to 3-1. Just want to make sure that you don't get too out of hand. Fortunately, the big offense, while they did come up in the fifth inning, their first scoreless inning of the day, they still at least got a guy on base. They're not shutting down. You just got to be careful. Mitch lifted out to left field. This one deep, but slicing. Headed to the corner, Greg Cullen. He'll watch it get out of play. Onto the berm in front of the pico. As the count runs full, effort. Home run for the left-hander in the fourth inning is out's only run. He demolished ball to right field. See if the runner can put 3-2. Called strike three. Fastball at the knees as Shaq had started to turn up to first base. It was a tough pitch to walk the on for Tyler Birch, but he got it there. That's his first strikeout, fourth on the day for Bowie pitchers. Now here's Fabricio Diaz. First, Macias watches. Slider count out at 1-0. Hander tossing in the bullpen for Al at the moment. But taking his time as the one opens in and it's fouled off back to the screen. Count evens at 1. As there's only one out. With a runner at first. It's Austin Roberts warming up for Altoona. Here's the 1-1. Called a count goes to 1-2. A little news earlier for Baltimore. Selecting contract, Vavra. The 1-2 fouled off back to the screen. Vavra, top 30 prospects in the Orioles organization. Plenty of time with Bowie last season. The lineup today, but could be tomorrow for his major league debut. Baltimore put Jonathan Araúz on the injured. 1-2 pitch, fouled off back to the screen again, and the count holds. Bowie leads 9-1 here in the sixth inning as Tyler Birch, his first inning of relief. Yeah, ran a brief injury for Vavrell. He made 5 appearances on with Aberdeen, but with Norfolk, he more than earned his spot. 320 fridge in an 886 OPS games. Next pitch, swung on and missed for strike 3. Slider down low from Tyler Birch, punch outs after the leadoff walk. There's 2 away. Catcher, Blake. Barbara had some of the best contact numbers in the system. Of course, injury his time with Bowie last year, and he was held at a 48 average, but an 18 OPS thanks to 29 walks and only 4 strikeouts. First pitch home is a fastball down table. Counts out at 1-0. I was having a conversation with a member of the coaching staff. Not long ago, as the 1-0 comes home, and it misses down, it's 2-0. And before I make that point, I do want to note out there getting a very, very light misting over the ball now, but it's not really anticipated to get any heavier than this. It's just something you notice. Get a little soggy. The 2-0 pitch. Line tight field, base hit over the leap grab of Connor Norby. So Sable extends his hit streak to 8 consecutive games and advances the runner Triolo to second base. As the inning continues on now, the over Peguero. It's a runner in scoring position now. I was having a conversation. Just, it a little bit to the way that the organization was leaning. How quickly the return would come for Baltimore. And the first pitch to Peguero is called a strike inside corner. It's nothing wrong. And I was joking when I says, like, oh, well, Baltimore lost last season, and they're sitting at 5 midseason, so you just follow that, and they'll immediately turn it around and win 100 games. And it's that simple. They swung on and missed low, and it's thinking two. But I had someone say to me that they think that perhaps Bowie would end up winning more games, have a better winning percentage than Baltimore at the end. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that. There are a couple of reasons, at the trade deadline being a major factor, as was swung on and missed for strike three. Ball in the dirt, but Peguero did not take off, so Hanley flies the tag and ends the inning. A 3-6 for Tyler Burch. This frame, and we're on to the bottom of it. 9-1, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that sets you up for life without experiencing college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C., the Steamfitters UA Locals 2 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice. For more information about our program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters602.org.
It takes time to get rich coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than a minute, yourself a delicious hot cup of finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, full coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast farms.
A birthday bed Bay Sox is the best time. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate. Star of the show. Dance on the Doug Louie. Play games in the stadium. In batter in the game. And you'll even get have the stadium sing for you. It's birthday parties. An unforgettable of a kind experience at Prince George Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-880 or at BaySox.com.
Well, fans, Pest Now is a proud partner of the Bay Sox, and they provide pest control service at Georgia Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. For all your pest control services, general, termite, mosquito, anything, call Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. Bottom of the sixth inning, you're in Georgia Stadium as Altoona makes another change. Bowie still leading 9-1. Curve bringing out their third reliever of the night. Andrew Dad lead off, the number 9 batter. And the first pitch in from Austin is a fastball, 94, misses wide, and it's 1-0 to start. Christopher Melendez is done for the day, and in the third for the right-hander, one hit. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Contact outs, he faced the minimum because that one hit was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. The 1-0 misses down to Dashbach, and the count goes to 2-0. And it makes way for Ross, 6-foot, 205-pound, 20-year-old right-hander from West Sacramento, California. Eighth-round draft selection, 19 from Sacramento State. As the 2-0 comes home, Box swings through it. High fastball. It's 2-1. Robert's season with Altoona has made 20 appearances, gone 3-1, a 0.64 ERA in third innings, 34 strikes, 11 walks, 5 home runs. 2-1 pitch to Dashbach is tied. Fastball at 95. Count balls and a strike. It's an 0-for-2 day Dashbach. Strikeout in the second inning. A ground out third base his last time up. So Robert's third appearance against Bowie this season. He fires that and he lost the handle on ball. It rolls in home and that will count for ball four. So Dashbach will take his clean bait. I'm not sure if that was something with the footing, the mechanics, something with the grip, whatever it was. It's a ball. And Robert starts out his plate appearance. We do still have that mist, and that's just slowly on the ballpark right now, that light little wrinkling. As the top of the lineup and Connor Norby's in, first pitch home, Norby flinches on a breaking ball and away. He got back in time as the count starts out at 1-0. But again, it's nothing heavy that's going to necessitate a delay. It's just one of those inconveniences. Norby, 2-for-3. Single scored solo home run. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a mound. As the count goes at 1. You know, a lot of the rain that had moved through the Midwest ended south of us. And they actually won Richmond earlier today. If Norfolk hadn't been on board, they probably would have gotten postponed as well. Next pitch, going to miss. Norby aces on a breaking ball down and in, and it's 1-2. But yeah, everything teaching us has been breaking up just around the time it gets here. And looks like we should still be for the remainder of the evening. As Bowie leads 9-1, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Norby point to first as the pitch was in the dirt, but first base is occupied. You can't do that. He strikes out swinging. That is the first strikeout for Roberts. Sixth overall for Altoona pitching. Warriors Colton Kowser on a two double. Yeah, if this misting, slight rain picked up at point, and the tarp did go on, I'd imagine neither side would be too interested in continuing the game. First pitch to Kowser, slider, misses too far in, down starts out at 1-0. Bowie is up two rain schemes this season. Both of them have been at this ballpark. They lost well, but they lead 9-1 in the bottom of the sixth. The Kowser watches fast sit middle of the plate, right, round even at one. Kowser's doubles went to both fields, too. Left field, as hard on the opposite direction as you could get it. Up the, he pulled the second one. 1-1. At the knees for a call. Mike. Play slider as the count runs to a ball. And now, runner at first. One gone in the bottom of the sixth. 9 runs on 10 hits for Bowie. 1 on 4 hits for Altoona. No errors for either side. The home run has been a story today. The 1-2. Watches it skip in. A little bit inside to run the count even as in 2 strikes. Yeah, this week is looking alt in terms of the weather. Friday is one of the toughest nights, but even with that, it's too bad. The 2-2. Kowser rip shot, right field, base hit. To the second baseman, Norby goes to second. Hit day for Colton Kowser. First at the AA level. And Bowie has run first and second with only one out for Sarpriedo. 104-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Bowie can barrel him tonight. They can barrel him. If you can tell, I like my elliption. That's been the case all season. As Cesar Prieto steps in, he had the RBI infield single. Less of an infield single, more of a shot off of the shortstop's glove. Now it's a chance here with first and second, only one out. First pitch. Prieto's fastball sail up and away. Blake Sable had to extend fully with that left hand. It didn't get by him. Runners could have it instead. The count just starts out at 1-0. Here's the next. Breaking ball misses inside. Just a tad on Prieto. It's 2 strikes. Now, Bowie has not been too big on scoring often lately. As a matter of fact, they've only scored 10 runs 3 times in the second half. Misses inside, and the count to 3 and Prieto. This is the 4th time. And this is the 21st game half. Three-oh pitch. Prieto, Wanick, fastball, sits hard of the plate. 3-1. Same thing when Bellamy was pitching. Didn't say it's when Dez was pitching because he was working quickly, but with Roberts on, remains as Prieto calls for time that whatever happened for a lot of these, just eat up the innings the best you can. Considering Altoona is dipping their bullpen than they ever imagined today. The 3 swing and a piece hits off of Prieto and up the third base line slowly, but it runs the count full. First full count that Prieto has seen today. For Roberts, it'll be tough to maybe go a second inning with how long this first inning of relief has gone for him. He's already thrown 20 pitches. He's only collected one out. Could get play ball, of course. Prieto has hit into 3 of them, and he is a ground ball hitter. The 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Slider down, and after working ahead, throws in no strikes, Prieto strikes out. Second shot of the inning for Roberts. 7th overall on the day for Altoona pitching. And now Joey Ortiz. It's been a day. The shortstop. 3-run home run in the first inning. Infield single in the third. And an RBI double in the fourth. First pitch home. Missing. Fastball starts to count out. Now the Bay Sox have not had a since Mullins hit for the cycle in Game 4 of the Western Division Championship Series back in the 2019 playoffs. The 1-0 called a strike. Fastball inside corner, and the count evens it. The last time Bowie actually at home was another familiar name, Manny Machado. Back when Trenton was in town. 4th, 2012. Next bit. Misses down. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. The problem with trying for a cycle at this ballpark is that the triples are just so hard to come by. The outfield isn't really enough to get it done. And the corners are brought in so far that it has to be perfect up the line to get there. 2, grounded foul, third base side. Was the 2-1, so now it's 2-2. Season, in home, Bowie has just 3 triples. There are 44 home games. The Tim Roberts, curveball, strike 3 in the other batter's box. That close. Hayes is going to put on a protest for that one by hovering box before going back to the dugout. So runner stranded first and second. 3 strikeouts by Austin Roberts. Then coming up, Bowie leads 9-1 in Bay Sox baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to aches, and pulled muscles to privy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, First is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Get the best deals at Prince George with weekly promotions all season. Days are Military Appreciation Night. It's a box seat at the ticket office with approved service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Way, and it's the best happy hour around every day from 5 to 6:30. 2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Well, it's that all Orioles fans should have circled on the calendar. Sunday, August 21st, Bay Sox celebrate Birdland. We know you're already loud and proud at Prince William, but you don't want to miss this game, as we'll be giving away special mystery autographed items from the 2022 team. The first 750 stages, 3 and up, will receive a mystery autograph, so be sure to get your tickets fast. Sunday, August 21st, the Birdland celebration. Go to BaySox.com. Don't forget about Super Day coming to Prince George's Stadium this Sunday, 31st. Grayson Rodriguez, Super Bobblehead, to be away to the first 750 fans at 18 and up, as well as some costume and attendance. So plenty to look to this weekend. Get your tickets at Bay Sox. As we move on to the 7th at Prince George's Stadium, a 9-1 lead. Tyler Burch is back to work for his inning of relief. Faces Matt Frazier. Start. First pitch to the left-hander. Is a fastball, misses low. Count starts out at 1-0. Frazier, Brent, and Connor Scott set to bat 4 outs in this half inning. They put a pinch shift on. Not a big, or so the left side of the infield. Pinch, next pitch, swung on and missed down. Taking ball, and the count runs to a ball on Frazier, who's 0 for 2 with a pair of grounds, both actually to the left side of the infield. One to short, one to third. As Birch peers in and sets. Straightens up his legs, of the waist, and fires a line drive right center. Fontana there. Right fielder may catch just above the forehead, and there's one. So now on Brett Sitta. Again, it was a very quick and easy for Ryan Watson. He did 65 pitches to cruise through his 5 innings of 1 ball. That matched the 65 pitch win 5 innings of 2-run ball against Akron 2 Sundays ago. First pitch to Matt Frazier is Poller, not Frazier, rather. Brent Sitta, Powell. First base side out of play. Count starts out at nothing. Now, you might ask yourself, well, why is Watson on 65 pitches in back-to-back starts like that? He's working efficiently. Why not send him a bit more? There was a main reason why Watson only threw 5 pitches against Akron when he had thrown 91 pitches. Selling. That was a career high. Pitch, a slider, and a beauty. Called for the outside edge from Birch. Nothing in two. Start 2 Sundays ago turned into a last-minute piggy because Justin Armbruster would have missed his turn in the rotation into the break, and Armbruster needed to throw, so they put him in following Watson after Watson had finished his five innings. Brewster went out to try and finish the four innings. He's gone after his five innings. And today, the 1-2 pitch misses down, and the count goes to 2-2, who's 0-1 with a walk in the day. Boone 1 here in the seventh. Watson's start today, you have to remember, was his first time throwing in knees. He had a week plus off with the All-Star break, the brief three-game series in Richmond. Pitch, called strike three. The changeup on the inside edge, well placed by Tyler Burke. And look at this, now got an argument. Here comes Brent Sitta back, pointing with the home plate umpire up first base. Gesticulating a little bit, his last word in, and now heads back to the bats. A bit of a for the home plate umpire to take maybe a little bit of talk like. Butna is put down. Fourth strikeout for Tyler Burch today. Call for Bay Sox pitching. Oh, and here we go again. As the home plate umpire has now stepped out from behind the dish. And batter's box. Looking at. He's looking out toward third base. Did subject it? I didn't see it. Been tossed. So Sitta has been ejected. Personally, didn't see it. Could have been looking down when it happened. And that's one of the with the ballpark design, like the entrance and exit to the clubhouses are the outfield. There are a couple of teams in the league like that. You've got to walk through the outfield to the club. I know Erie is like that as well. Reading is set. You do have to walk a little bit through the field to get to the clubhouses. But when you have a stadium set up like that and a player gets ejected, the umpire usually can make it to wait until the inning is over and mid-inning break the ejected personnel go to the clubhouse or make everyone sit around and wait for 5 minutes while this one person slowly to the gates. Make everyone wait 5 minutes is what Kevin Manzik decided on here. So Sitta is ejected, being a new designated we get there, probably in ninth inning. As Connor Scott, the 1-0 pitch to him, is hit out toward right field for a base hit. Just a soft looping line. And Scott, two-hit day after doubling in the fifth inning. He extends the inning against Birch. And now here's Josh Bissonnette. But we ejections themselves this season. We had two. One was Tim DeJohn. I get three. Jordan Westberg got ejected back in May. Tim DeJohn in June. And then Kyle Moore was ejected by the very same player who just ejected Sitta. Kevin Manzik tossed him. Was arguing balls and strikes during Bowie's series with Ritten. First pitch to Bissonnette is fouled off right. Nothing in one. Next pitch. Bouncing short. Taken on two high hops by Joey Ortiz. He'll go to first and it skips between his legs. A little bit low. Runners will advance. That could go down either way. Call it a throwing error on Ortiz. Seventh of the season. That ended the inning. So if anything comes across on Birch from here on, it will be earned. Six puts two in position. Ortiz had the timing on it. It was a little bit low. If Dashbach thought it was going to bounce, it clearly just didn't bounce as high as he initially thought. To the top of the lineup, it's Jared Trio. Pitch. Misses wide of fast. And the count started at 1-0. It's an 0-for-2 day for Nolo. He drew a walk his last time up against open the sixth inning, but he was left at second. Misses in the dirt. Slider runs the count to 2-0. We still got that missed. It is being a little thicker right now. There's a light drizzling. Really, I'd say about 70% of the folks in the seats haven't even put on any covering. There are a couple of umbrellas, a couple of ponchos. The line drive shot out toward left field, printing on it, but it splits the gap and his head will score a pair of runs. Scott's down. Bissonnette is around third, comes home. A two RBI double for Triolo, a pair of unearned runs, but it does give Altoona. It's 9-3, still in Bowie. So now here comes Josh Conway to have a conversation. 311th double of the season. RBI is number 28 and 29. Gives us a chance to look around the Eastern, see how things might be looking at the end of the night. As if Bowie can still hold on and pick up in, they still lead by six and to pick up seven outs. Then they'll head to a game and a half above Akron, or above Altoona, I should say, still ahead of Akron. Akron did pick up a win themselves, a big come-from-behind win, as a matter of fact, as they 2-0 against Harrisburg, but then the Senators put on seven straight runs, including a four-run fifth inning. By five, Akron staged a big comeback at home, scoring the final six runs of the game to win 8-7. Here's Aaron Shackelford, first pitch to the lefty, is headed to second, picked up by Norby, and easily to first to end the 4-3 put out through as we stretch to Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic lawn care program for residential and lawns. Our lawn care program provide ballpark quality results. Each is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer on the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and futures of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tax Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and balls, all at prices. Located right of the main gate at Georgia Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear and your favorite fan. It's the Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Ball is a game of specialists, base closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake employers apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team, orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All to employee back to work. Contain cost, keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake employers at CEIDC.com.
My fans, On the Green Incorporated, bring 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs. They've got guaranteed results at residential and commercial lawns. So enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green, go to onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-4444. Seventh inning here in Bowie as the lead 9-3. Shane will lead off the frame, and the first pitch to the left swung on and missed high, a fastball, and it's nothing in one. Fontaine, then Hudson Haskin and Maverick Hand do up for Bowie. As Roberts continues in relief, Ferve. The 0-1 pitch misses Watt. Two plane slider, down even at a ball and a strike. It was three strikeouts for Roberts in the sixth. Worked around a single. As Griffin Flaherty warms in the bullpen for Bowie. He was getting loose after Tyler Burchard allowed the two-run double in the seventh. The 1-1 called a strike. Ball hit the upper inside corner of the zone too, but McLarty continues to warm, so Burton, after two innings, the runs he allowed in the seventh were up after an error that should have been the one pitch. Swing and a miss. Late attack on a changeup away, and Fontana is down on strike. That's already four strikes for Austin Roberts today in relief. That's how it did every out. Nine on the day for Tuna pitching. Hudson Haskin. First pitch into the right-hander. It's called a strike lower outside corner. Nothing in one. 0-for-2 day for me. He struck out swinging on the first inning. Walked and scored in the third. Popped out to first base his last time. The 0-1 pitch. Grounded off of the catcher. The hitter's mitt. Picked up at short, but the throw was going to be much late. That one just slow bouncer. That Roberts tried to bear. And he probably would have been better served. Oh. But Haskin will reach. Breaks out of a two-game skid that went into his hit-by-pitch about a week and a half ago. And now here's Maverick Handley. Keon ready with Roberts, first pitch. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, rolling to the left side as the home plate umpire says Handley went. But as the ball away, Haskin advances to second base on the wild pitch. It's nothing and one to start on Handley. 1-for-3 on the day. Three-run blast for Maverick in the third. Set the tone game after Bowie was already leading. The 0-1 pitch down and away, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. We were talking with Kyle Moore. Needs to continue and not give up at-bats because they had a previously or a good at-bat previously. In response to that message, Bowie has collected a base hit in every single inning this evening. Breaking ball misses in away. And the count goes to two balls and a strike on Handley. 12 for the Bay Sox tonight. It's the most hits that have been a single game in quite time. Handley. Sky foul right out of play. Count run at two. Bowie has not collected 12 hits in only 3 weeks. Their 5-4 win over Somerset back on the 6th featured 12 hits. Handful of those came early as well. 2-2. Fastball high at 95. And the count fills from Roberts. Runner at second, one away in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bowie ahead by 6. Insurance is always nice, as Bowie did blow a 6-run lead on Sunday, but albeit in a much longer span of time, not with just 6 outs. The 3-2, Handley watches curveball miss down for ball 4. Good take as it sat middle of the plate, but it just dove too far. That's the second walk given up by Austin Roberts today. Fourth overall for Altoona pitching. And now with first and second aboard, here's Greg Cullen, who picked up a single his last time up. Roberts taking a long time peering in. Sets at the chin. Fires the first. Cullen squares. It's a perfect one. Up the third baseline. Barehanded by Triello to first. And it's in time. A perfectly executed defensive play for Jared Triello. The sacrifice is successful. But on a beautiful attempt by Greg Cullen on what probably could have gone down as an infield single against just pretty much any other third baseman in the league this year. Jared Triello, who's been a sure hand, records the 5-3. So it puts two in scoring position now for Andrew Dashbach, who drew a walk his last time up. That was against Roberts. First batter to face Roberts twice. First pitch. Fastball misses high, a bit away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Dashbach had a couple of good series against Altoona. He hadn't played in every single game earlier this year. He went 4-for-16 with a homer. Struck out 5 times, walked 3, the 1-0. Fastball misses wide, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Roberts sets. 2-0 to Dashbach. Fastball, just high. And the count to 3-0 as Altoona gets a right-hander up. It's Emmanuel Mejia. As Griffin McLarty is still finishing up his warm-up tosses in the Bay Sox bullpen. He'll come out for the 8th. The 3-0 to Dashbach. He takes it all the way. Fastball outside edge for a called strike. And it's 3-1. Inning started with a quick strikeout, but then single off of the glove of the pitcher. Full count walk and a sacrifice bunt. As the 3-1 comes home, Dashbach watches it high for ball 4. So the second walk of the inning for Roberts, third on the day. Two of them against Dashbach. 5 overall for Altoona pitchers. It's going to lead to a mound visit. Connor Norby will get the chance to bat against Roberts. as Drew Bennis is making just the quick move up to the mound. But I was telling you a little bit earlier about how Erie had an interesting day with Reading. One that they really nearly spoiled. It was a day game at UPMC Park, and Reading attacked early. They put on four runs over the first four innings. But Erie closed the gap and eventually took the lead in the eighth, 5-4. Reading tied the game in the top of the ninth at 5 to send it to extra innings. Fighton scored a run in the top of the 10th to take the lead, but Erie picked up the walk-off win in the bottom of the 10th. 7-6 there to stay within striking distance of the Southwest Division. But if Bowie can hold on tonight, they'll still be a game ahead. As Norby steps in, the first pitch to him bounces off the knees of the catcher and rolls away, but nobody goes. Hudson Haskin didn't want to risk it. You do have a 6-run lead. Everyone probably could have advanced safely as it rolled to the right side. But as the breaking ball misses down and away, it's 1-0 to start on Norby with the bases loaded and two away. Norby this season is 0-2 with the bases loaded for Bowie. He struck out both times. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Two grand slams this season for the Bay Sox. Hudson Haskin had the first. It was against Akron. Cesar Prieto had the most recent one. It was against Richmond. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down, and it's 2-1 on Norby, who's 2-for-4 on the day. Started out the day strong. Single and a run scored in the first. Solo home run in the second for his third of the season. Flew out to right field in the fourth. Struck out swinging against Roberts back in the sixth. So we're here in the seventh. 2-1. Smacked foul right side. And the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, that light misting is cleared up. Still there, but you can barely see it. Norby trying to get something done here. Don't want to leave runs on the table, even with a 6-run lead. The 2-2. Down and away. Slider runs the count full. So everyone gets a head start here. Norby's 1-for-8 on full counts this season. But he's drawn 6 walks and only struck out 4 times. Robert sets. This could be the last pitch he throws of the day. The payoff. Runners go. It's fouled off back to the screen. So he'll throw at least one more. That was a fastball. Middle in. And Norby sticks around. Roberts will throw his 50th pitch here. Bases loaded, 2 outs. The 3-2. Norby swings and misses. Slider down, and the bases are left loaded. Norby now 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts with the bases loaded this year. We go to the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 9-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. members of Steam Fitters UA Local 602, provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
On to the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie still leads 9-3. The Bay Sox will make another pitching change as Tyler Birch calls it a day. Two innings for Birch, three hits, two runs. Neither of them were earned, so the ERA will dip thanks to four strikeouts and just one walk. As Griffin McLarty takes over, he'll open up against Fabricio Macias. First pitch in to the right-hander is a curveball called for strike on the bottom edge of the zone, and it's nothing and one to start. One for 3 day for Macias. He singled to right field in the first and got caught stealing second instantly. Grounded out to third in the fourth, struck out swinging in the sixth inning. As the next pitch is popped foul right side. Count goes to nothing and two. It'll be Macias, Sable, and Peguero do up. Next pitch again, pop foul right side. His count stays at nothing and two. McLarty, 6'3", 185-pound right-hander. Eighth-round draft selection in 2019 from the College of Charleston. Tries another 0-2 pitch. And it's called strike three. Dotted a fastball in the lower outside corner. McLarty starts his outing with a backwards K. Eighth overall strikeout for Bowie pitching. And now on to Blake Sable. Sable's been on a pretty good run lately for Altoona. He's only hitting 250 this month. But he's played Bowie well. First pitch into him. Misses down and away. And the count starts out at 1-0. Big breakout for Sable as well against Harrisburg. He was pretty much the linchpin for Altoona's win to avoid being swept. The 1-0 pitch. Smacked foul, third base side. As the count runs even at 1. Sable hit a go-ahead home run in the 8th inning. Harrisburg then tied the game. And Sable had to drive in the go-ahead run again in the 10th. As we wait on the 1-1 pitch, here it is, down and away. Fastball runs the count to 2-2. As Altoona has another right-hander loosening in the pen. Looks to be Mejia again, who is getting up and moving the last half inning before Roberts got out of the frame. 2-1 pitch. This one popped up with a loud crack to right field. Sky high for Fontana, but in front of the warning track, he's there and makes the catch at the shoulder. See, that's one of those batted balls where I'd like to see just a little bit more information from the statistics readouts that we get. And again, the amount of information we do get is astonishing at times. And the speed at which we get it is great, because I could see instantly that that was 104 miles an hour off of the bat on an 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball. But I wanted to see how high that pitch traveled. What was the apex on that? As the first pitch to Leover Peguero is called a strike on the outside edge of the zone, it's nothing and one. Next offering, right-hander flinches on a slider called for strike again. That one a little bit more borderline, but it nicks, and the count is already nothing and two. McLarty looks for his second strikeout in a perfect eighth. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses too far inside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Altoona hasn't been starred for hits either in this game, and they have picked up six. Solo home run by Aaron Shackelford in the fourth inning. Two out, two RBI double by Jared Triolo in the seventh after an error had given Altoona new life in the frame. But the early attack by Bowie, maybe too much to climb. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Wicked slider down and away from Griffin McLarty, and he strikes out a pair in a perfect eighth inning. We're on to the bottom of the frame. Bowie leads 9-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Bottom of the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium, a 9-3 ball game as Bowie's looking to wrap it up soon. He might want to add on a little bit more insurance first. Never a bad thing. As Altoona makes what should be one final pitching change. And Manuel Mejia is out of the bullpen for the curve. He is the fourth reliever for Altoona. Taking over for Austin Roberts now, who fired two scoreless innings. The best outing of the day for an Altoona pitcher. First pitch in to Colton Kowser, misses up and away a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. Kowser, a 3-for-4 day, a pair of doubles, a single, two runs scored. Next pitch, Kowser watches it go out wide, and the count goes to 2-0. After Kowser, it'll be Cesar Prieto in this half inning, followed by Joey Ortiz, who has an opportunity to hit for the cycle. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing, pitch down, they'll appeal. He didn't go. And the count to 3-0 on Kowser on that low slider. Shelton Perkins is getting loose for the Bay Sox. No save situation for any pitchers on staff at the moment as the 3-0 hits the heart of the plate. Call it for a strike, it's 3-1. But Perkins has been coming in more opportunities to finish out games, which I think is critical. The 3-1, up and away, ball four. Leadoff walk drawn by Kowser, third time this season. He's opened inning by leading off. Pretty good on base percentage at the start of innings for Kowser, too. 5-for-12 overall, and now that third walk. So now here's Prieto. Back-to-back lefties, and the first pitch is knuckled out towards shallow left center field. It's down. A Texas League single for Cesar Prieto. His second hit of the day, an inside-out fastball. And Prieto is aboard, pushes Kowser to second base. And now Joey Ortiz. A home run in the first for Ortiz, a single to third base in the third. and a double to right field in the fourth. He struck out swinging in the sixth. But now he's got first and second with nobody out against Emmanuel Mejia here in the eighth. First pitch. Pop foul, right side out of play. Count opens up at nothing and one. Mejia is a 5'11", 185-pound, 23-year-old righty from Bono in the Dominican. International free agent signed in 2019. 27 appearances for the curve, 2-4 record, and a 5 ERA. Fires the 0-1. Ortiz watches fastball, miss just a tad bit up and in. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. Mejia, 36 innings, 33 strikeouts, 21 walks, 5 home runs allowed. Right side of the infield creeps in a tad as the 1-1 brushes off Ortiz at the elbow. Breaking ball runs the count to 2 balls and a strike now. Next pitch. Ortiz rips it to third, grabbed the line by Triolo. It'll be a double play. He goes to second to force out Kowser, as Kowser was just in the middle of the baseline after taking a decent enough lead off of second base. Ortiz misses out on his chance at the cycle. The hardest leg, the triple, just shy. So the double play goes 5-6. Well, Ortiz lines out to third for the first out. Kowser for the second out. First pitch to Shane Fontana is smashed out to right, and this one is long gone. Shane Fontana says goodbye. A 2-run home run for his sixth of the season. 11-3 Bowie. mile-an-hour fastball just a tad bit down and in. But Fontana serves it out to right field, 396 feet away, 100 miles an hour off of the bat. That is his second home run back with the Bay Sox since the injured list stint. What a great run he has been on. That's the insurance that Bowie was hoping for, as they're back to leading by 8, matching their largest lead of the night. Now here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch, he pops it up, straight up the chute. Now behind home plate as Sable sheds to the warning track. He tries to bucket it, and he got it. Bounced a little bit off of his bare wrist, but he corralled it into the mitt. And just up against the netting, Haskin pops out to the catcher. But Shane Fontana provides the pop and the insurance. As we go to the ninth, Bowie's 3 outs away from a win, and they lead 11-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Well, it's always such a pleasure to have you along the broadcast each and every night, and you picked a fun one. The Bay Sox go into the ninth inning leading 11-3. three outs away from opening up this series with a win. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox will send Shelton Perkins to the mound to try and retire Frazier, Sitta, and Scott. Well, actually, not Sitta. Sitta got ejected. So it'll be a different designated hitter into the game. First pitch home to Frazier is a slider that misses too far down and inside for a ball. It's 1-0 to start on the left-hander. It looks like it'll be Dylan Shockley, if I'm reading the number correctly. Next pitch, misses too far in again. It's 2-0. As Frazier is 0-for-3 on the day, a pair of ground outs and a flyout to right field his last time up. Right-hander Perkins steps back and deals the next. Slider again, but this one misses under the knees. The count is already 3-0. It was a perfect eighth inning for Griffin McLarty. That was his only frame. Two strikeouts and a flyout to right field. Very simple. The 3-0 pitch. Frazier watches slider down and in and a four-pitch walk. Perkins has had his trouble with those free passes. Of course, his slider is so devastating at points that it will lead to the occasional walk if it's just not hitting at the right point. So it's not Shockley, as I had said. It's Claudio Fienol. He will take over as the designated hitter for what should be his only plate appearance. An 0-50 average with Altoona this year. First pitch. There's the slider, and there's the strike. Hit it on the upper outside corner. That's where it's working for Perkins. Didn't intend to sort of rhyme there, but it happened. Nothing in one. Runner goes. Next pitch. It swung on and missed away. Defensive indifference as the count goes to nothing in two. So Frazier advances to second base in an 11-3 ball game. Perkins sets, drops to the waist, looks for low one away, and fires the 0-2. Misses down and away, hits off of the glove of Hanley, but he picks it up off of the bounce quickly. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. So the general consensus among pretty much everyone in the bullpen and a lot of guys just in the clubhouse in general has been a lot of Perkins and his slider, how great it is. I don't ask it too often, but when I do, the question usually equates to, well, who's got the most devastating pitch on the team? The internet slang these days is nastiest. Who's got the nastiest pitch on the team? And a lot of times, you can phrase it in different ways. Sometimes they would say Nolan Hoffman's slider because the sidearm delivery hurts you, the 1-2 pitch. Is the slider again from Perkins, and it misses wide. Count goes even at 2. But the routine one has been Shelton Perkins and his slider as the 2-2 is lifted out towards shallow right. This one on the infield, as a matter of fact. Running down on it, Norby. He actually had to cover some ground, but gets there and makes the catch shoulder high. So there's one away as Fienol is retired. Now Connor Scott, who's responsible for a third of the Altoona hits today. Doubled in the fifth inning, single to right field, and scored in the seventh. As Bowie's trying to wrap up an 11-3 win. First pitch. This is a bit down. And the count starts out at 1-0. Two sides will meet again tomorrow for game two of the set, the 1-0 pitch. Line drive shot up toward right field. This one, a bit of a chance, and yep, it'll get out. Two-run home run to the short corner. Connor Scott's third of the season, a three-hit day for the lefty. Tacks on two for Altoona. Bowie still leads by six. It's 11-5. For Perkins, that is the second home run he's given up this season. 102 miles an hour, 356 feet from home. Now here's Josh Bissonnette with the bases empty. First pitch. He watches the slider called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing in one to start. Perkins, a 5'10", 215-pound right-hander, went to James Madison, picked up in the 16th round of the 19 draft. The 0-1, slider too far, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Entering today, Perkins made 21 appearances, 0-4, 4.01 ERA, and 24 and two-thirds, 24 strikeouts, 18 walks, and again, previously, just the one home run allowed, now two. Next pitch misses low, and the count to two balls and a strike. Next offering to Bissonnette. Check swing, called a strike. Bit wide, just a little, and the count to 2-2. Bissonnette reached on the error in the seventh inning. That extended the frame and eventually led to a pair of runs scoring. This next one, a bloop, out toward the second baseman again. And Connor Norby is there. Makes the catch at the shoulder on that little looping pop. Two outs in this frame, both on pop-outs to second. So Bowie one out away from wrapping up the series opening win. As Triolo, the leadoff man, steps in for the fifth time today. First pitch in. Called a strike at the knees. Slider opens it up at nothing and one. It's a 1-for-3 day for Triolo. He had the two RBI double in the seventh, both unearned against Birch. Next pitch. Curveball down and away. And the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Ryan Watson, the winning pitcher at the moment for Bowie. Be his first win in the month of July. Finally getting the run support that he so desperately needed. The 1-1. Slider misses wide, and the count goes to 2-1. Won't be any save in this one. Carmen Mojinski will take the loss when we wrap it up. As the 2-1 comes in, and it's flinched at. Slider called for strike at the letters. And the Bay Sox are one strike away. Bases empty, two outs in the top of the ninth as Bowie leads 11-5. Fans to their feet. The 2-2. Line drive, left field, base hits. Just a little hook shot over the shortstop. Picked up quickly by Greg Cullen and returned to the infield to hold Triolo to just a single. But the inning extends. While Perkins was a strike away, he'll have to try again against Aaron Shackelford. Still a six-run advantage for the Bay Sox. Shackelford. And the solo home run in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-4 overall. They're going to give the runner the second base again. As the first pitch is a slider down and inside. Count starts out at 1-0 as Triolo moves on defensive indifference. And they weren't even holding him on. Right side infielders were more concerned with playing in the shift. Perkins will step off the rubber and reset. Shackelford is a heavy pull hitter, so the shift makes sense as the 1-0 is called a strike at the knees, maybe a tad low, but it's 1-1. And Shackelford, well over half the time he's pulling the ball. There are a couple of players that fall well within that category for Altoona. Brent Sitta is another one. He pulls it half the time. Runner at second, two away, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, outside. Well-placed changeup by Perkins, and it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Fans to their feet, cheering loud as they get pumped up in anticipation of this Bay Sox win. The 1-2 pitch, down and inside. Count goes even at two, so another chance for the fans to get loud. Maybe get some clapping going as we sit here waiting for Bowie to pick up the series opening win. Been a misty day, not lacking for power, however. As Bowie leads 11-5, runner at second, two away. The 2-2 pitch, swinging a nubber off the foot. Shackelford is going to hunch over a little bit as that one rolled up toward Perkins. But Shackelford's good. The home plate umpire will give him a chance to catch his breath and hand deliver the baseball. As Perkins will just trot around the mound and get a good grip on it. But one more chance to maybe get excited as Bowie leads 11-5. These fans saw a good game and they're ready to wrap it up. Maybe a big strikeout to come. So much excitement in the air on what's going to be a first-place team at the end of the night. Another 2-2. Down and inside. Skips off of Handley. Runner will advance. Wild pitch on that breaking ball down. So the count runs full. Shackelford only hitting 071 on full counts this season, but he does draw plenty of walks. And now, finally, we get a little bit of chanting. Just a little, as Bowie's still a strike away from wrapping up this win. And the chanting has stopped. Can't get too excited for this win now. The 3-2. Popped him up. Out toward right field. Fontana's running down. This should do it. He camps, he catches, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A power-packed Tuesday, an 11-5 win over the Altoona Curve to solidify their place atop the Southwest Division. We've got plenty to come as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We'll recap this one, look around the Eastern League, and get you a little bit more ahead into tomorrow's game two. Bowie wins 11-5. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Lumenis Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Lumenis Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at lumenishealth.org.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, a commanding win for the Bowie Bay Sox this evening to open up their six-game series with the Altoona Curve. 11-5 tonight's final, power-packed, to say the least, for Bowie. They took to heart what was needed to be done following Sunday's series finale loss against Richmond when the offense shut down over the final seven innings. Bowie turned around today and collected at least one hit in every single inning of play. One of their best offensive days in quite some time, despite what's already been a very successful month of July. As we get rolling from Prince George's Stadium for Bay Sox postgame, Matt Sabatis with you. We'll recap this game in depth, get you all the key highlights of what went down here, and then look around the Eastern League, see how this win will help Bowie atop the Southwest Division in the EL. But first, we recap. So we go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6:36 p.m. when first pitch came home from Ryan Watson to Jared Triolo. It was a strike, and Triolo would eventually ground out to first base. Following a strikeout, Fabricio Macias singled to right field, but he got a little too adventurous against Maverick Handley behind home plates. Hold set. Runner goes. Pitch home. Is called a strike outside. Handley rips it to second, and they beat him by a mile. Macias stopped halfway through his slide because he realized it beat him. Caught stealing, goes 2-6, and the inning is over. It was a three-up, three-down inning in essence for Watson, and in the bottom of the first, the Bay Sox were More than happy to pay him back for that. As Connor Norby led off with a single to left field, Colton Cowser doubled to left field on the very next pitch to put him at third, and two batters later, Joey Ortiz continued what's been a stellar month of July. Payoff pitch, Ortiz smacks it out to left field and deep. Macias is running back, and there it goes! Joey Ortiz says goodbye! His seventh home run of the year is a three-run shot, and it's 3-0 Bowie in the first! Third home run of the month for Joey, and as it would turn out, that would be the start of something big for the Bay Sox, because it was a lengthy first inning for Carmen Mojinski, there's no doubt about that. 43 pitches for the right-hander in that first inning. He could only last the first inning. Well, he did actually strike out three batters against just one walk. It was that home run and some lengthy plate appearances that just really did him in at the end of the night. As we moved into the second inning, Ryan Watson, after a lengthy time on the bench sitting through that top or that bottom of the first, he had no issue. 11 pitches in a perfect second. And in the bottom of the frame, Bowie paid him back with another big blast. This one from Connor Norby. 1-1. This one smacked out toward deep center. Scott's running back a long way. He's looking for the wall. He's running out of room, and this one is long gone. Connor Norby says goodbye. His third home run of the season is a massive solo blast, and it's 4-0 Bowie. So Norby was able to break through, but after Bear Bellamy rebounded with an extra strikeout, the game went on to the third inning, where Ryan Watson did walk a batter, but got three more up and three more down to keep things scoreless. In the bottom of the third, Bowie got it going again. After a quick pop-out by Cesar Prieto, Joey Ortiz, Shane Fontana, and Hudson Haskin all reached safely. Technically, Ortiz was taken out on a fielder's choice, but they were two aboard for Maverick Hanley to continue the home run parade. There's a big reason why. The 0-1. This one smashed out to left field, and boy, Maverick Hanley says goodbye. A three-run blast. His seventh of the season. 7-0 Bowie. So Hanley breaking through for a big home run, his second in July. And that was the second against Bear Bellamy, but Bowie was still not done from there. We'll talk in a bit as we move to the top of the fourth inning, where Watson was finally tagged for one. Just one measly run, Aaron Shackelford got a hold of one pitch.
The 1-2 pitch. This one smacked on a deep drive to right, forget it. Fontana's running back, and there it goes. A massive solo home run for Aaron Shackelford, his 17th of the season. Breaks the shutout and gets Altoona one closer, but Bowie still leads 7-1.
Still a six-run advantage for the Bay Sox at that point, and they would quickly get at least one of those runs back in the bottom of the fourth after a double by Colton Cowser with two outs put him in scoring position. Cesar Prieto stepped up with a laser beam shot, and he's thrown more pitches than Ryan Watson has in his start for Bowie. 0-1. Grounded up toward Leiver Peguero at short, but he can't get there. It eats him up, bounces off his wrist, and rolls into center field. Sets up Colton Cowser to score from second, and it's an RBI hot shot single for Cesar Prieto. Make it an 8-1 game for Bowie. They're back up by 7. 103-mile-an-hour missile for Prieto. Joey Ortiz would immediately follow and give Bowie an extra run. Takes a hard lead in with the knees bent and holds ball cleanly in glove the entire time. Sets at the waist and fires home as Ortiz lifts it out toward right center field and deep. Sends Frazier on the run. He has to curl around on it and he can't get there. Bounces off the base of the wall and rolls to the wall as Prieto scores. Ortiz motors into second. He's a triple shy of the cycle here in the fourth inning, and Bowie leads 9-1. So things would settle from there for quite some time because Bear Bellamy would be lifted after the double and turned over to Christopher Melendez. Melendez would pitch a scoreless inning in a third while Ryan Watson pitched a scoreless fifth in his own right. As the game moved into the sixth inning, it would be on to Tyler Burch, and he pitched a scoreless frame. In the bottom of the sixth, Melendez gave way to Austin Roberts, who opened up what would be a two-inning scoreless appearance for the right-hander. While Burch was about to put together a clean seventh inning, he gave up a single to Connor Scott and a ground ball to Josh Bissonette that eventually found its way into the warning track on foul ground right side. An error put Scott at third base and Bissonette at second, extending the inning when it should have been the third out. That gave Altoona just a little bit of breathing room to at least scrape a couple of cross.
A couple of umbrellas, a couple of ponchos, the 2-0 pitch. Line drive shot out toward left field. Cullen sprinting on it, but it splits the gap and rolls over his head. Will score a pair of runs. Scott's down. Bissonette is around third and comes home.
A 2-RBI double for Triello, a pair of unearned runs, but it does give Altoona a couple. It's 9-3, still in favor of Bowie. So the Bay Sox still leading by 6 at this point. As we move on into the bottom of the 7th inning, it's still on Austin Roberts. He worked around a handful of base runners, loaded the bases, as a matter of fact, with 2 walks and an infield single. But Connor Norby struck out swinging, and the inning was over. As we moved on into, where were we? The 8th. 3 up, 3 down for Griffin McLarty out of the bullpen. It'd be his only inning. And in the bottom of the frame, the Bay Sox were fine with just adding on a couple more. Shane Fontana got it done. Ortiz lines out to third for the first out. Kowser for the second out. First pitch to Shane Fontana is smashed out to right. And this one is long gone. Shane Fontana says goodbye. A 2-run home run for his 6th of the season. 11-3 Bowie. So things were pretty much in favor of Bowie at this point. They had it well in hand. But as the game moved into the 9th inning, Shelton Perkins took over. While his slider was a little bit erratic today, the big enough lead made it easy enough for him to cruise through. He did just miss one particular pitch to Connor Scott. Two sides will meet again tomorrow for game 2 of the set, the 1-0 pitch. Line drive shot up toward right field. This one, a bit of a chance, and yep, it'll get out. 2-run home run to the short corner. Connor Scott's 3rd of the season, a 3-hit day for the lefty. Tacks on 2 for Altoona. Bowie still leads by 6. It's 11-5. Perkins would get around a single to follow, and thanks to a couple of easy pop-outs, he set himself up in line to finish out the game. The 3-2. Popped him up. Out toward right field. Fontana's running down. This should do it. He camps, he catches, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A power-packed Tuesday, an 11-5 win over the Altoona Curve to solidify their place atop the Southwest Division. So there's your final. Altoona scores 5 runs on 8 hits with no errors. They left on 6. Bowie scores 11 runs on 14 hits with 1 error. They left on 7. Ryan Watson is the winning pitcher. He moves to 6-5 in the year as Carmen Mojinski takes the loss. He falls to 3-6. No save as the game was played in 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,642. With the loss, Altoona falls to 46-45 on the season, a 1-game losing streak, as they're now 22-24 on the road and 13-9 in the second half. With the win, Bowie moves to 41-49 on the year, a 1-game winning streak, as the Bay Sox are now 24-21 in the at home this season and 14-7 in the second half. Two sides will meet again tomorrow as we continue with the 6-game set. We'll talk about that game more in depth and preview the starting pitching matchup soon. But for now, we break. When we come back, we look at some scoreboards, check in on the Eastern League, and see how this win will buoy in the Southwest Division. See what I did there? Surprised it took me that long to do that this season. We're back after this. Bowie wins 11-5. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, the Bay Sox are getting radical on Thursday, August 18th, as we go back to the 80s. Get that perm done up, rip off those jeans, and toss on your jean jacket for the 80s Rewind Night. A totally tubular night of the greatest musical decade with live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30. So head on back to the 80s with the Bowie Bay Sox on Thursday, August 18th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back one final time to Prince George's Stadium as we continue on with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you.
following an 11-5 Bowie win, a big win over Altoona to take a little bit of an extra advantage in the Southwest Division, something they really liked coming into today's game. So let's take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, see how Bowie will sit atop the Southwest Division and who else is where now that the day is wrapped up. Fortunately for Bowie, they won't gain too much ground because while they do win over Altoona, the curve will drop to 1.5 game behind the Bay Sox in the Southwest. But Erie, the team directly behind Altoona, they were only 1.5 game out of second coming into today, and Erie picked up a win, a walk-off win in 10 innings over the Reading Fightin' Phils, 2 runs in the bottom of the 10th to win. So Erie is still only 1 game out of first place behind Bowie. They are in second, while Altoona will drop to third, 1.5 game out of first place. Akron put on a big comeback over Harrisburg today to serve the Senators their 15th loss in the second half. Akron picking up just their 8th win as they're 8-12. But it was all Harrisburg over the first half of the game. They led 7-2 going into the 6th inning, but Akron put on the final 6 runs to win 8-7 at Canal Park. One other game final, Binghamton putting on an 8 spot over New Hampshire, 8-2 the close there at Morabito Stadium, and then one game in action, Hartford leading Portland 6-1 after 7 innings. There was too much rain tonight down at the Diamond. They have postponed their game with Somerset. They will make it up on Thursday. Around the Orioles organization, the Bay Sox are the only team to actually close out their game tonight. Delmarva is trying to wrap up a win, but they're running into a bit of trouble as they put on a 4-run 8th inning to take a lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats, 9-6 going into the bottom of the 9th. But Lynchburg has already put on a run in the bottom of the 9th and have the bases loaded with only 1 out. So they could make things a little scary. Winning run is on base, tying run is in scoring position there. Aberdeen is cruising over Asheville at the moment. That's the Astros affiliate in High A, 6-1 in the top of the 7th inning there. And Norfolk did not get a good day from D.L. Hall. The lefty only managed 2 outs in the 1st inning. He gave up a 6th spot and struck out. Well, both outs were strikeouts, but just couldn't get through that frame. And Memphis leads 7-4 as the game moves into the bottom of the 5th. But again, the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and it was a good one. 11-5 over the Altoona curve to set the stage for what is a serious series. 6-game set continues tomorrow at 6:35 when right-hander Aaron Shortridge will start for Altoona. Lefty Ryan Hartman will make his Bowie debut. First appearance for the Bay Sox. He's been working back from some injuries. He was on the Norfolk roster for the entirety of the season, but on the injured list, made a rehab appearance with Aberdeen that went well, and he will join the active roster for the Bay Sox ahead of tomorrow's game. So the lefty will get the start for Bowie then. It's a 6:35 first pitch on Wednesday, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. For now, though, we say so long and good evening to you. Matt Sabata saying thank you so much for stopping by as Bowie bests Altoona tonight, 11-5. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.